Congratulations, Liz, from your friends and colleagues at Radio Free St. Louis, AM 920 WGNU.
Time now for another edition of the Wake Up Call with Liz Brown. Views expressed on this program are not necessarily those of the staff, management, or advertisers of WGNU Radio. This broadcast is a production of Norman Broadcasting Company, Incorporated, and WGNU Radio, and is intended solely for the information and entertainment of our listening audience. Any rebroadcast, transcribing, recording, or other use of this material without the expressed written consent of Norman Broadcasting Company, Incorporated, and WGNU Radio is strictly prohibited. We ask that you govern your calls within the bounds of brevity and good taste. And now, the Wake Up Call with Liz Brown.
Santa baby, just slip a sable under the tree for me. Been an awful good girl, Santa baby, so hurry down the chimney tonight. Santa baby, a 54 convertible to light blue. I'll wait up for you, dear Santa baby, so hurry down the chimney tonight. Think of all the fun I've missed. Think of all the fellas that I haven't kissed. Next year I could be just as good if you check off my Christmas list. Santa baby, I want a yacht, and really that's not a lot. Been an angel all year, Santa baby, so hurry down the chimney tonight. Santa honey, one little thing I really need, the deed to a platinum mine, Santa baby, so hurry down the chimney tonight. Santa cutie, and fill my stocking with a duplex and checks. Sign your X on the line, Santa cutie, and hurry down the chimney tonight. Come and trim my Christmas tree with some decorations bought at Tiffany. I really do believe in you. Let's see if you believe in me. Santa baby, forgot to mention one little thing, a ring. I don't mean on the phone, Santa baby, so hurry down the chimney tonight. Hurry down the chimney tonight. Hurry. Tonight.
Good morning. Welcome, welcome to the morning wake-up call. This is, my name is Liz Brown. This is the wake-up call. Ooh, loaded, loaded, loaded. We have all kinds of stuff to talk about this morning. You need to get up. You need to get to me. We have all kinds of stuff to talk about. 454-0400 is the phone number. 454-6609 is my fax. You need to get to me. I don't know. There's got to be a song out there somewhere that talks about it's great to be an American. It's got to be a song out there. It's great to be an American. I think we need some kind of music like that, because I'm looking at our country, and it's a scary place. And it's a greedy place. I was talking to someone last night, good friend of mine, last night. And we were just marveling at one of the crazy things that's going on with the St. Louis Public Schools. And the fact that, the Retired Teachers Association, they're building a $2 million building. I can't cuss like I cussed on the phone last night. But what the H-E double toothpicks do they need a $2.1 million building for? Why? That means you have a note, I imagine, for a good long time. That means that you're taking tax credits. I bet you there are tax credits involved in your building. That's taking money away from the St. Louis Public School children. I bet you. You're building it in Grand Center. Shamel's getting a cut of that somehow. Shamel, who tried to ooh, Lord, I can't cuss like I cussed last night. But Shamel definitely tried to do you wrong in a foul way. And y'all are giving him a present. It's the most foolish, insane. No, it's the one of the craziest self-inflicted wounds I've ever seen. Talk about your self-loathing. Talk about your self-loathing. It's crazy. It's crazy. Because and the thing that I want to underscore, the thing I want to point out, the thing I want you to know is, their greed for your billion-dollar pension fund teachers out there is insatiable. They don't want a little bit. They want all of it. You can shake your heads all you want to. You can trust in that they'll be able to stop themselves after they get some. They want it all. And then they want to dig you up and go get some more of it. Their greed is insatiable. And that's what brings me home to National. The greed is insatiable. These people have no pause button. They have no let's stop and think about it button. They don't have the ability to think it through. They've got one speed, and it is fast. And that's it. And they don't give. It's not just about my people. It's never really been just about my people. Oh, we're getting it. Don't kid yourself. We're getting it. And we're getting it in a special way. In a unique way. But they're going after grandmamas right now that are selling, white grandmamas in Kentucky, that are selling their Oxycontin pills. You know, Rush Limbaugh's drug. For $10 a whack. Because they're only living off $500 a month of Social Security. You know, so I understand. Understand that it's not just us. They're coming after you, too. So let me tie some stuff together. Let me tie some stuff together. Pentagon rolls out a $300 million psychological warfare operation. That's a fancy name. To say that they're paying somebody to lie in the press. It's a fancy name for propaganda. It's a fancy name for propaganda that you're paying for $300 million. $300 million. And if they're telling you $300 million, treble that. If they're telling you $300 million, treble that. To pay, we're paying for propaganda. Now, you know, how's your grandmama's Medicare working out for her? How's your mama's medicine working out? How's your son or daughter's student loan working out for them? How your schools look? I think all you got to do is put a star on top of a tent and you've got a four-star. Put four stars on top of a tent and you've got a four-star hotel, right? Tell that to the Katrina victims that are living in tents right now in Louisiana. How things working out for them? Trailers sitting there. When you're begging to live in a trailer after living in a home, things have got to be pretty doggone low down. That you're begging the government to be able to move into a trailer after living in a home. Things have got to be low down, low down, low, low, low down. What, but fear not. It's great to be an American because our good government is spending over $300 million. Taking our money and spending over $300 million to plant propaganda pieces all across the world. Nothing about that old credibility issue. Credibility be damned, I guess should be their motto. Credibility be damned. Run by the psychological warfare experts. People that get paid to figure out ways to lie to people. The media campaign is designed to counter terrorist ideology and sway foreign audiences to support American policies. Well, hell, that's what Hitler did too, right? You know, isn't that what Hitler did? But look how USA Today words it. The media campaign is designed to counter terrorist ideology and sway foreign audiences to support American policies. That's propaganda. That's propaganda. And, I mean, if you open, you know what, wait, I'm going to grab the dictionary right now and look up the definition of propaganda. Because the fact of the matter is that you are, now, I mean, weren't there criticisms? Didn't they call that woman Tokyo Rose? Wasn't her job? I bet she's thinking, dang, I sure missed the money train on that one. They weren't paying me millions of dollars to do this. Unbelievable. Propaganda. And any institution or scheme for propagating a doctrine or system, effort directed to systematically towards gaining of public support. Let me say that again. An effort directed at systematically towards the gaining of public support for an operation or course of action. Huh, okay. But here's what they say that they're doing. The media campaign is being designed to counter terrorist ideology and sway foreign audiences to support American policies. Is that not the definition of propaganda? Effort directed systematically, that would be the newspapers on a daily basis, towards the gaining of public support for an opinion or course of action. Sway foreign audiences to support American policies. Dang! That's the definition of propaganda. And guess what? You paid for it. You paid for it. Ain't that some stuff? The program will operate throughout the world, including in our friends and in countries where the United States is not involved in armed conflict. So we're not only putting propaganda where the war is, but we're putting the propaganda where the war ain't. So let me ask you this question. And I'm just throwing it out here because I don't know everything. I know a lot. But I don't know everything. Let me just throw this out.
when Hugo Chavez says that the United States is trying to get into his country and sway his Venezuelan people against him, ain't this a confession? It says that the program will operate throughout the world, including in the nations where we're friends. So wait a minute, you're trying to sway foreign audiences to support American policies, but they're our friends, right? You're putting propaganda in friendly nations, and you think there's some propaganda going on in Venezuela? The description of the program by Mike Forlong, Deputy Director of the Joint Psychological Ops Support Element. Jesus, if that doesn't sound Orwellian, I don't know what the I don't know what the definition of Orwellian is. Let me just say the name again. He's the Deputy Director of the Joint Psychological Operations Support Element. Ooh, oh my goodness. We are so screwed. And it provides the most detailed look to date at the Pentagon's global campaign. Good God. Good God. Now, here's what they're saying. Military officials involved with the... They use the word campaign. Call... Say its name, baby. Say my name. Say it's propaganda. Military officials involved with the campaign say they're not planning to place false stories in foreign news outlets clandestinely. And here's if you just read their stuff, God is good, because God makes liars confess on themselves whether they intend to or not, and no matter how hard they're trying not to tell you the truth. Here's what they say. They say that military officials involved with the campaign say they're not planning to place false stories in foreign news outlets clandestinely undercover. They're going to be open about it. Then the next line says, he declined to give examples of specific quote-unquote products. They include articles, advertisements, and public service announcements. So if you're not doing it clandestinely, then why can't you tell us what they are? I'm just asking. I don't know everything, but if you ain't lying, then why can't you tell me the truth? You know, if you ain't lying, then why can't you tell me the truth?
Please understand this. I've always said that those that would hurt black folks are going to hurt you too. The police officers that brutalize black people in the street, they go home and brutalize their wives and children and dogs and families too, and their friends. If you're a brute, you can't hold your belly in. You got Dunlap's disease. Your belly over the top of your pants. You can pull your belly in for a minute, but you can't hold it in forever. You can't hold your belly, your wicked belly in. So if we have a government that is spending $300 million to spy and to lie on other folks, you think that they ain't spying and lying on us? Let me, Exhibit A. May I approach the bench, please? Here's Exhibit A. The Pentagon, the same place that's paying $300 million for propaganda, the Pentagon has a secret database that indicates that the U.S. military is collecting information on Americans who oppose the Iraq war and also are monitoring peace demonstration. The database lists 1,500 quote-unquote suspicious incidents across the United States over a 10-month period. They said that the document was a first look inside of how the Pentagon has, quote, stepped up intelligence collections in the United States since September 11th. If they're spying on them, If they're lying to them, they're spying on us, and they're lying on us. Jesus. 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 454-0400 is my phone number. 454-6609 is my fax. And if it makes you feel any better, sweeties, all you little BDs out there, you little Bush defenders out there, all you little BDs, the Pentagon has already acknowledged the existence of a counterintelligence program known as Threat and Local Observation Notice. It's called TALON, and it's already operating. Who you think the threat is? You think the threat is Kenny Boy Lay? You think the threat? You think they spying on Kenny Boy Lay? Oh, the grandmama that's selling the, what do they call that, the other white drug. Huh, Howard? The other white drug. My name is Liz Brown. I see y'all. I know y'all want to get to me. We got to take a break. Stay with me. I ain't going nowhere. Don't you either. Woo.
People making lists,
writing special.
St. Louis, 33 minutes after the hour, 6 o'clock at AM 920 WGNU. I'm Howard Morton with a look at this hour's traffic and weather. This hour's traffic is sponsored by the Missouri Lottery Scratchers. Eastbound 40 at Boone Bridge, there's a disabled vehicle. Left lane is blocked this hour. Northbound 55 between 141 and Weber Road, no problems reported. Eastbound 44 from 109 all the way into Guyer looks good. Eastbound 70 from Bryan to 79, you've got heavy volume there. Northbound 270 from 44 to Doherty Ferry, look for slow traffic going on there as well. Westbound 270 from Riverview to New Halls Ferry is flowing freely. Westbound 5570 from 3rd Street onto the PSB, it's already stacked up. Westbound 64 from 15th to the PSB, no problems to report. Westbound Kingbridge traffic from the gravel pit onto Memorial Drive looks good. Northbound Illinois Route 3 between Monsanto and the Poplar Street Bridge, you can expect normal traffic. Highway J and Highway WW, look for an injury accident that is north of Wright City. And also northbound Illinois 13 at 15, there's road construction, intermittent daytime closures from Rogers Drive all the way to the 13-15 split. Illinois 159 at Morrill Road, there's lane closures there due to road construction. And Illinois 158 at 64, bridge maintenance, and Illinois 64 from Highway 50 all the way to 158, look for road construction. That is a look at this hour's traffic, and this hour's traffic has been sponsored by the Missouri Lottery Scratchers. Add a little excitement to your day this holiday season and pick up some Scratchers tickets from the Missouri Lottery. They make great stocking stuffers. Now, taking a look at your WGNU forecast for today, tomorrow, and Saturday, partly sunny today, chance of flurries and or sprinkles this afternoon, the high around 40. This evening, mostly cloudy with a low in the mid-20s. Friday, mostly cloudy, high in the mid-30s. Friday evening, mostly cloudy early in the evening, then becoming partly cloudy overnight with a low in the lower 20s. And on Saturday, Partly sunny skies, high in mid-30s. Currently at the studios of AM 920 WGNU, we have 32 degrees under clear skies. Lambert Field is reporting 30. Stay tuned for more of Liz Brown and the award-winning Wake Up Call. That's up next. We'll take another look at your news, traffic, and weather at the top of the 7 o'clock hour. I'm Howard Morton for AM 920 WGNU.
You're listening to Radio Free St. Louis, WGNU Radio, 920 on your AM dial and at WGNU.net.
As the temperature outside starts to dip, the ASPCA reminds you to think about your pet's safety and recommends the following guidelines to protect your companion animals. Keep your cats inside. Outdoor cats can freeze, become lost or stolen, injured or killed. During the winter, outdoor cats sometimes choose to sleep under the hoods of cars where it's warmer. Before starting your car, you should bang loudly on the hood and wait a few seconds to give the cat a chance to escape. Never let your dog off the leash on snow or ice, especially during a snowstorm. Dogs frequently lose their scent in snow and ice and can easily become lost. More dogs are lost in the winter than any other season, so make sure they always wear ID tags. Thoroughly wipe off your dog's legs, paws, and stomach when they come in out of the sleet, snow, or ice. Salt can irritate paws, and antifreeze or other chemicals could be toxic if ingested. Visit www.aspca.org for more information.
Need to get it off your chest? 314-454-0400. 1-877-920-WGNU. Radio Free St. Louis, AM 920 WGNU, the cure for the common cause.
Spring rains, summertime heat, they can take a toll on your roof. But not to worry, call Philip Person Roofing, 361-7127. Person Roofing now offers a GAF factory warranty up to 10 years on any modified rubber roof. And that includes labor and material. GAF is the largest maker of roofing material in the country and stands behind its product 100%. Finance your new roof with Visa or MasterCard. Free estimates. Call Philip Person Roofing, 361-7127. Starting your day with information you can't get anywhere else. It's the award-winning Wake Up Call with Liz Brown.
Bells will be ringing.
Welcome back to the Wake Up Call. I'm Liz Brown. Get up, get up, get up, get to me. We have much to talk about. Car phone.
Liz Brown.
Hello on the car phone.
I felt compelled to get up early this morning and call you.
Okay.
After listening to George say that knowing what he knows today, he would have still did the same thing.
That's not fair. I think that he's telling the truth, and I think he's being as honest as he knows how, because he is only capable of holding one thought in his head at a time. So, you know, of course he would do the same thing. It's the only thing he remembered.
Isn't it, though? But, I mean, isn't that kind of telling on him, though, Liz? Because he knew all along that there was no weapons, because they've been telling, everybody told him that.
Mm-hmm.
And what weapons that Saddam Hussein had, he destroyed in 91, which was chemical agents that America showed him how to weaponize. That's what a lot of people get mixed up.
We sold it to him. We showed him how to use it. We knew where they were because we sold it to him. And we knew that we took them away, and we knew we didn't have them.
We knew that they destroyed them, and he didn't have them. George did not care. George did what George wanted to do, and that was go in and take out Saddam Hussein. He didn't give a damn what anybody said.
That's fact.
That's what he was telling them all along.
That's fact. He's saying that now. I don't give a damn what any of you say now.
Exactly.
I mean, if he's saying I don't give a damn about what you say now, you think he didn't say I don't give a damn about what you're saying then? When he was really cocky, when he had the support, according to the polls? Come on.
I'm sitting up, and you call them BDs. I'm calling them BBDs. Big Bush defenders. These people don't care. They listen to this boy tell them anything.
Anything.
I call them.
Anything.
I can't understand these people.
Anything.
They are lovers of liars. There's 52% of Americans who put this man in office who are lovers of liars.
Mm.
And this man comes out and lies every day.
Every day. Enthusiastic.
People, Cheney, sit up there on the news time and time again. Oh, yeah, we know where they're at. You know, looking down because he can't look up at the camera.
Well, wait a minute. And understand that every time that Cheney says we did right, he's not talking to the American people. He's talking to some million-dollar contributor to Lovers of Liars.
That's a fact.
Just like
when George goes out now, the only people he talks to is the military.
The only
people. He knows they will be court-martialed if they don't clap.
Fact. And you know what? I saw a picture of him. You know, they may be forced to clap, but you can't make them enthusiastic. I saw pictures of a lot of the soldiers asleep when he was talking. That's one way to show it, isn't it?
That's exactly the way to do it.
Uh-huh.
And hey, let me say this to the BBDs, Liz, one more time. They're asking for $50 billion right now.
Mm.
They're saying that they're going to ask for another $100 billion next year.
Kiss my grits.
So all you people out there that love liars, why don't you step up to the plate and come on out your pocket and pay these people?
Mm. Again. Thanks for your call. 454-0400 is my phone number. Get up and get to me. You're on the wake-up call. Good morning.
Good morning, Liz.
Mildred, good morning.
Hi, how are you doing?
I'm outstanding. How are you?
I'm fine. You know, I heard this morning, not this morning, but I heard lately that one of the females in Congress, I think she was a Democrat, said that if I change my mind about the war now, they will consider I have flip-flopped. Well, I want to tell her, it is time to flip-flop. And I want to say this to Liz. You were talking about 1984, George Orwell's novel.
Mm-hmm.
I really believe they have taken pages out of that book. One of the first things they say in 1984 is war is peace.
Mm-hmm.
That is a lie. War is war,
mm-hmm.
and the peace is peace,
mm-hmm.
and the two are opposites.
Mm-hmm. Fact.
But that's going on right now in Iraq.
Mm-hmm.
We've been fed that over here, that to engage in war over there is to be at peace with them. That is a lie. All of this is a lie. As far as terrorism is concerned, I've never believed it. I didn't take up the cause when Bush said it. And I still don't, and I don't understand how the American people can run around here and constantly listen to his lies. I'm not a captive audience of Bush, so I didn't listen to any of his four speeches. So what I did hear was excerpts from some of them because I couldn't help it. They were already tuned in. So I want to say this to American people, had better wake up. One more thing, Liz. Doesn't anyone... wellness anymore. Every time you look around, there's some drug on the screen or some drug advertised on the radio. Cholesterol, heart attacks, diabetes. This, you know, your mind can make you well. And if you keep listening to this garbage, you're going to get sick.
Fact.
And I wonder, doesn't anyone think wellness anymore? Thank you, Liz.
Thanks for your call. 454-0400 is my phone number. Get to me. You're on the wake-up call.
Good morning, Liz. How you doing? This is Jesse Todd, 18th Ward Committee Man. How are
Jesse
you?
Todd, good morning. How are you?
Congratulations, first of all, for on your awards.
Thank you.
Thank you. And I would like to wish you and your listening audience happy holidays.
Jesse Todd, happy holidays to you.
Thank you very much. I would just like to make a quick comment on the waste of money again on buildings. You know, that $2 million that was taken out of the teacher's retirement fund.
Are they fools?
They're complete fools.
Are they fools?
And I would use another word, but we're on the air.
We on the air. Can't cuss on the air. They're fools, aren't they?
They're total fools, and it's a rip-off. It's a total rip-off.
Why do they need a building at all? Why can't they rent? What do they need a building for?
They don't need it for anything. I was just thinking, Liz, now in our ward, 18th ward, we got building, two schools they closed down in our ward. They shouldn't have closed them in the first place. We got vacant houses. What do these bureaucrats, these thieves, I'm going to call them what they are, because there is always some money. Somebody's getting something from it. It's kickback. Rip off the teacher's retirement fund. That's all it is. And that's, I'm going to call it what it is. you know, and it, you know, because they could use, they have a building downtown they don't need in the first place that they, $8 million or so building they got down there, they could put them in. They got vacant houses. That
what do they need a building for?
They already have a building. They don't need a building in
they're
the first
building
place.
A $2 million that they're fools. The teachers are, the retired teachers are fools to let that happen. Fools.
Both fools and then there's some collaboration.
Yes, there is. Yes,
I don't want to underestimate a few people who probably voted for it. You know, because there were, you know, so yes, to let it go back is a fool.
Yes.
And I'm part of the fools because I'm part of the, I'm a teacher too. So, but I'm not a fool. I'm going to speak out against it.
Well,
so,
where are the rest of the teachers on this? Do you think all of the, did every retired teacher get a note that they were going to build a damn building?
No, ma'am. I didn't get one. I'm a teacher. I didn't get a note. I pay, you know, and I'm going to be, I didn't get a note. I'm a teacher. That's part of my money. I'm going to speak out against it. I'm going to fight against it till as long as I have $1 in my pocket and breath in my body, I'm going to speak out against this ripoff. That's all it is. And they, as you said earlier, they're not going to stop at $2 million.
No, they're
they
not.
They want every penny
That's right.
out of that fund.
That's
These
right.
people don't have any self. They're the greedy. They're like pigs. They are pigs.
No, pigs stop eventually. I've seen pigs. They sleep. They eat till they're full. And then they go eat again. These people are, what the word is, Jesse, insatiable.
It is
They
insatiable.
Are insatiable.
The word, Liz, is that, thank you for being so articulate. I'm so upset.
And you should be. Every
you know,
teacher out there should be.
You, know,
you should.
People,
they should be. Teachers should be mad as hell. They
I
should be mad as
I
hell
am,
because
and I'm going to
$2 million this. Building in the Grand Center, a $2 million building by the Teachers Retirement Fund. The people, you know what? They should be sued for taking $2 million out of their pension
I'm
fund.
I'm going to be right on this case, Liz. And since my money is involved too, I fight for everybody else's money. But this time, not only. Am I fighting for my other folks' money? I paid into this retirement fund out of my paycheck.
Fools.
For more than 20 years.
Mm.
And then they're going to, I'm going to let up some rip-off artists get rich when, if they wanted to be teachers, they should have become teachers and then they would have a, instead they're going to rob the teachers.
There you go.
Instead of their talking about their fuck kids. They're not for anybody but themselves.
It's the most crazy self-inflicted wound of self-loathing that I've ever seen.
You know,
$2
million. Because the best thing you said is it is a self-inflicting wound
yes,
if we
is.
Sit up as teachers and let somebody.
And this is Vince Shamo. Vince Shamo came and got your damn money. Even though he's not sitting on the board, he went and got your money.
Just got our money.
Got
put it.
It
in his pocket. And going to make himself comfortable while we sit and suffer. Well, I'm gonna send a message to him and anybody else. I'm not gonna sit back and suffer. And I'm gonna be right on that case to the day I leave this earth. Believe me. And thank you so much for your exposing these type of things to the public.
Thank you.
And
Jesse.
You have a nice happy holiday again to you and your audience.
Take care, Jesse. You too. We're gonna take a break. My name is Liz Brown. This is the Wake Up Call. You need to get up. You need to get to me. We have so much stuff to talk about. 454-0400 is my phone number. Get to me.
I don't need a lot of presents to make my Christmas bright. I just need my baby's arms wound around me tight. Oh, Santa, hear my plea. Santa, bring my baby back to me.
Santa, bring my baby back to me.
The Christmas tree is ready. The candles all aglow. But with my baby far away, the good is a mistletoe. Oh, Santa, hear my plea. Santa, bring my baby back to me.
Santa, bring my baby.
This is your wake-up call, global news update. Dateline New York. A new video has surfaced that indicates the rescue of some people from the North Tower of the World Trade Center on September 11th may have been possible by helicopter. The video was shot from a New York City police chopper and seems to show that there may have been a chance for at least one rescue attempt that fateful morning. Veteran helicopter pilots who viewed the tape said that a rescue would have been very difficult, but not necessarily impossible. The issue of helicopter rescue at the World Trade Center first surfaced in 1993 when the center was hit by a basement bomb. A plan was created that would have a fire department battalion chief ride in one of the choppers, and carry a police radio that would link him to emergency services. But the fire department dismissed such an effort, saying it would only be a cheap publicity stunt in a letter that was sent to the mayor's office back then. Port Authority officials agreed with the fire department's assessment and ordered the building owners to keep locked two sets of heavy metal doors that led to the roof of the World Trade Center. Now, that was a violation of the building code, but the Port Authority was exempt from issuing that order because it's a state agency. Some 700 people were believed to have been trapped above the 93rd floor on September 11th and had no chance to escape by going down. It was reported by a news outlet sometime after the tragedy happened that the fire department was going to try that rescue, but never could get it off the ground because commanders could not get through to the dispatch department. This is your wake-up call global news update.
Kirkwood Baptist Church will host a Christmas service for the bereaved on Sunday, December 18th at 3 p.m. Light refreshments will be served in the parlor after the service. The church is located at 211 North Woodlawn Avenue. To find out more, call 314-965-2349 or visit kirkwoodbaptist.org. News to you from Radio Free St. Louis.
Sir, what is your name?
Dave.
Well, Dave, you're scaring the other passengers. I have to ask you to remove the ski mask.
I have to filter out the bad air. Some of those people look terrible.
Sir, the ski mask.
Okay. How do you stay healthy breathing airplane air?
I take Emergen-C every day. The powder in the little packets, loaded with vitamin C, B vitamins, and essential minerals. Just mix it in your water.
It's fizzing.
That's Emergen-C. It gives your immune system a boost.
I gotta get Emergen-C. Until then, could you just drop my oxygen mask?
Emergen-C for life. Find it in the vitamin C section.
Examine life from the police perspective. Put down the police scanner and pick up Gary Wiegert on WGNU.net.
I know the place to shop for all your appliance needs. Sears, 3425 Union, black-owned and black-operated, Jerome Williams. Sears carries the top six appliance brands, Kenmore, Whirlpool, Maytag, GE, Amana, and Frigidaire. Sears also has the latest in electronics, TVs, VCRs, camcorders, and DVD players. Now, if you find a lower price on an identical branded item with the same features currently available at another local retail store, Sears will match that price plus give you 10% off the difference. That's the Sears Price Match Plus policy. So, save yourself a trip. Stop at Sears first and get a low price promise plus a great selection for your home and garden needs. It's all at your local Sears store right there at 3425 Union, Jerome Williams, 389-9700.
Informative, educational, provocative. This is the award-winning Morning Wake-Up Call with Liz Brown.
Christmas is children who just can't go to sleep. Christmas is memories, the kind you always keep. Deck the halls and give a cheer for all the things that Christmas is each year. Christmas is carols to warm you in the snow. Christmas is bedtime when no one wants to go. Christmas is tonight.
454. Oh, Lou Rawls. 454-0400 is my phone number. I'm Liz Brown. This is the wake-up call. You need to get to me. We have much to talk about. Jane, good morning.
Oh, hi, Liz. Last night on C-SPAN, I seen something that really bothered me. And since our leader has opened up all the borders and that, it seems like the smugglers are coming in and stealing our kids for prostitution. And they said that I think they found 57 of them out in Sacramento. And these kids are being shipped off to a cruise ship in the middle of the ocean, or they're being sent from one country to another. Have you heard anything about that?
No, I haven't. No.
And these smugglers are getting like $15,000 apiece for each kid. And they said it's the biggest mafia operation. That they're, I mean, it's like $10 billion per year. I mean, I'm so upset. I can't hardly talk. But anyway, I saw that on C-SPAN last night where the House is trying to get a bill passed to take care of these smugglers.
You know, Jane, I'm always, what time was this on last night?
About around 7:30, somewhere in there.
At night?
Yeah.
I am, sometimes Congress tries to whip us into a frenzy about issues that are not as big as they would like us to think. Like when Congress held hearings on steroids, when Congress held hearings, holding hearings on football, some issue on football right now. I don't even know what it is. I am suspicious.
It's ridiculous.
Well, I'm suspicious. I'm suspicious about that. I don't know that I believe them when they say that this is what it appears to be. I don't know that I believe them because there's so many efforts afoot right now to try to get our attention and to get people like you and people like me to upset and distracted about the real billion-dollar thievery that's going on right now.
Isn't that the truth?
You know, I mean, the big deal that's going on right now is why is our Pentagon spending $300 million? And if they say $300 million, there's got to be three times that to spy on other countries or to put propaganda in other countries. When you know, do you have any problem with paying for your medicines? Do you know people that have problems paying for their medicines? The things that we need, they're not paying for, and then they want it to get us all whipped up into a frenzy about steroids in baseball.
Right. And they're coming so fast.
Yes,
that,
you're right.
They try to get your mind off the other thing.
Yes,
they
do.
Mind to go into another thing.
Yes,
you know?
They do, Jane. You're absolutely right. You're absolutely right. Have a happy holiday.
You too.
All right, take care. 454-0400 is my phone number. You're on the wake-up call.
Good morning, Dr. Brown.
Dee, good morning.
This is a hot topic. You all were talking about the pigs.
Yes.
Well, see what? They're hogs. Hogs. Because a hog will eat himself to death. As long as there's slop in the trough, the hog will continue his gluttony. But precedent has been set. We really need to go crazy with this our rights and with the medicines and with the retirement.
Yes.
Because if the so-called civilized teachers don't group together and go absolutely rabid.
Then that's rabid is the
rabid,
word.
Rabid, yeah. R-A-B-I-D.
That's right.
Vincent Company is going to get all of their pension.
All of their damn
Roy
pension.
Blunt is in place.
That's right.
Roy's boy is in position.
That's right.
We better fight.
Okay.
We better go rabid.
It is just, it is absolutely insane, that
it's
these
insane.
People would, that the teachers would build a $2 million building with their retirement fund.
They better go crazy.
They need to go stark raving mad.
Absolutely.
They need to go stark. They have a $1 billion pension fund. They're building their building down there in the Grand Center where Vince Schemel is getting a cut of it somehow.
Some kind of way.
And for what? What do they need to build a building for? They're fools. They are fools. Fools to allow this to happen. The retired teachers that don't know about this, the retired teachers that are opposed to this, need to go stark raving mad.
Thank you.
All right, now 454-0400 is my phone number. Retired teacher.
Good morning, Miss Brown.
Yes, ma'am.
Congratulations for all your accomplishments, and Joe Garcia is also.
He's the bomb. Joe's the bomb.
I know, and we feel that way about both of you with the news. Nobody else gets the news that we get. You understand?
Yes, ma'am.
And the other thing, though, I wanted to say that the parents, you told them before, but parents, students, and educators, with this wait-and-see attitude, it'll strangle us to death. The parents should sue Aramax, though, for not allowing their children to bring their lunches. Can you think of anything more horrible? So if they kill them, and with this new president, this president that we got, they can be held blameless. But I think the parents ought to get off of their dust and say, oh, no, my baby will be bringing food from home. Whatever I give him, he's not going to take that mess because we don't know what they're putting in it. We'll never know.
What about the retired teachers building?
Don't wait a minute. I'm trying to get to them. A lot of retirees may find that our little meager pension that we get is going to be cut in half when we get through with Shamel and Flynn. I really don't believe that they even went to public school. I bet they went to parochial school, so they could give less than a cab. But the more And the Morales in this country are going to pick the pot. But I think the teachers ought to sue, but these retirees that are living, that think they're living well, they're the ones who ought to sue.
And
they're waiting for some other people to sue, and they're going to sit back and
end up with nothing. And I've got to go, Miss. I've got to go, Miss Lindsay.
Nothing.
Thank you.
And the other
thank you. We got to go. This is Liz Brown, a wake up call. I'll be back in the next hour to take your calls and comments. Stay with me.
9:20 on your AM dial, WGNU, Granite City, St. Louis.
Here's the latest from ABC News. I'm Liz White. They may be out of ballots in Fallujah. Al Jazeera reporting voting in Iraq's parliamentary elections has stopped there. ABC's Aaron Katursky has another view.
For election day, this school has turned into a polling station. Cardboard voting booths are set up in individual classrooms, and voters come here with their hopes and dreams for a better country. This woman who brought her two daughters with her to the polls says she wants security for her country, and she wants Iraq to be more respected in the wider world. Aaron Katursky, ABC News, at a polling station in Baghdad.
Voter turnout said to be high today, even in Sunni areas where some boycotted the last election. And there have been several explosions in Iraq. A civilian and a hospital guard were killed. President Bush is inviting some Iraqi voters to the White House. ABC's Ann Compton is there.
President Bush is even inviting into the Oval Office today some Iraqis who have voted here in the U.S. He wants to drive home the point that his goal in Iraq was more than removing Saddam Hussein. It was replacing him with a democratic government.
A single storm system is spawning a mix of nasty weather, freezing rain for parts of Virginia and North Carolina, snow in New York and Vermont, maybe tornadoes in Florida. A fast-moving fire in New York City left a mother with no choice. She dropped her baby out of her Bronx apartment window into the arms of a maintenance worker.
She threw the baby across, and that's when I ran in and just caught him just in time and gave him a quick mouth.
Felix Vasquez made the catch. How?
I grabbed the baby like a football.
Mother and baby are okay. More American children died of the flu than from chickenpox, whooping cough, and measles combined. That's based on a CDC study of the 2003-2004 season. 153 kids died. This is ABC News.
My name is Sarah, and when I was about 17, I started Fry Farms. I sold our first load of pumpkins to a local Walmart. And one by one, my brothers came home from college to join me in the business. 10 years later, we're selling millions of cantaloupes, watermelons, and pumpkins that can be found in Walmart stores across the nation. Walmart appreciated the quality of the local produce, and the rural communities have thrived because of our business with Walmart. It makes me feel great. I love it.
They are fit, over 55, and fabulous. And they are teaming up with celebrity photographer Joyce Tennyson to pose in a calendar to inspire women to treat osteoporosis, a disease that puts them and more than 44 million Americans at increased risk for broken bones. The calendar debuts on iVillage with support and assistance from Roche and GlaxoSmithKline. For your free calendar or for more information, go to iVillage.com/bonedivas or call 1-800-426-6482.
An inmate who slipped out of a Texas jail last month is talking about his 3 days on the run. ABC's Brad Wheelis has the story.
It was short-lived, but worth it, says a Texas death row inmate. Charles Thompson is talking about his escape from a county jail last month. Says he hopped a ride on trains for 2.5 days, ending up in Shreveport, Louisiana. There, he posed as a Hurricane Katrina evacuee to get money. Thompson said he got to smell the trees, feel the wind in his hair, grass under his feet, and see the stars at night. Says it took him back to his childhood. The death row inmate says it's easy to escape because deputies sleep on the job or sit and play video games. He actually waved a fake ID to get past guards. One deputy was fired. Brad Wheelis, ABC News.
And it's the March of the Plump Penguins at a zoo in Japan. Winter's when they tend to put on extra pounds because they stand very still to withstand the cold. Zookeepers have them on an exercise schedule. Walks around the snowy grounds twice a day. I'm Liz White, ABC News.
Good morning, St. Louis. This is Patrick Brandmeier with your WGNU News Update for the 7 o'clock hour. In the news this Thursday, the cleanup continues today following yesterday's breach of the 1.5 billion gallon upper reservoir at Ameren UE's Tomsok Hydroelectric Plant. Sergeant Marty Elmore of the Missouri Highway Patrol says there is a lot of work to be done and a lot of people have been displaced as a result of the breach. Three young children were critically injured when the reservoir was breached, but no fatalities have been reported. A preliminary report shows the cause of the breach to be instrument failure. Toxicology tests show that an off-duty St. Louis police detective was drunk when he died in a wrong-way crash in October. 51-year-old Andre Jones collided head-on with a pickup truck on I-270 near the 5570 merge on October 18th. According to testimony yesterday at a coroner's inquest, Jones had a blood alcohol level of .20 at the time of the crash. Legal intoxication in Illinois is .08. Finally this hour, the annual Free Straw for Warm Paws gets underway today. This initiative from Operation Spot, in collaboration with area animal shelters, provides free straw to pet owners who keep their dogs outside. Kelly Hawkins, the manager of the St. Louis City Animal Regulation Center, says pets need protection from the winter weather.
I know a lot of people use towels and blankets and sheets, and the problem with that is once these items get wet, they freeze, and they don't provide any warmth. So when straw gets wet, it will dry out, and it will offer some warm protection for the pets that are outdoors.
Hawkins also says pet owners need to bring their pets in during extremely cold conditions. Doghouses are also available through this program on a first-come, first-served basis. For more information, call Operation Spot at 314-995-8678. This WGNU News Report is brought to you by AutoZone. Is your car's check engine light on? With AutoZone's free Loan-A-Tool service, you can find the source of the problem with their engine code scanning tool. Find out more at AutoZone. Get in the zone, AutoZone. That's your look at local news for the 7 o'clock hour. I'm Patrick Brandmeier for Radio Free St. Louis.
Good morning, St. Louis. 7 minutes after the hour of 7 o'clock at AM 920 WGNU. I'm Howard Morton. We will look at this hour's traffic and weather. This hour's traffic is sponsored by Missouri Lottery Scratchers. Southbound 55 at Popworth Street Bridge. Look for an accident. Left lane is blocked and traffic backs up onto eastbound 70 at St. Louis Avenue. Kings Highway at Arsenal. There's an accident. Only one lane is getting through in each direction. Chambers at West Florissant. There's an accident reported. Route 94 at Youngerman, there's an accident out there. Gravoy at McKenzie, look for an injury accident. Northbound 55 between 141 and 270, normal traffic. Eastbound 44 between Chrysler and 270, look for no problems there. Eastbound 70 from Bryan to 79, heavy volume going on there. Northbound 270 from Gravoy to Marshall, slow traffic. Westbound 270 at Riverview and New Halls Ferry, everything is moving steady. Eastbound 40 between 141 and Mason, look for heavy volume there. Westbound 5570 from 3rd Street on the PSB. Heavy traffic going on. And westbound 64 from Ball Avenue to the PSB. Stop and go traffic. Westbound Kingbridge traffic from Gravel Pit to Memorial Drive looks good. Northbound Illinois Route 3 from 8th Street onto the approaches of the Poplar Street Bridge. Very heavy volume going on there. Highway J at Highway WW out in north of Wright City. There's an injury accident. And that is a look at this hour's traffic. This hour's traffic has been sponsored by the Missouri Lottery Scratchers. Add a little excitement to your day this holiday season and pick up some Scratchers tickets from the Missouri Lottery. They also make great stocking stuffers. Now, taking a look at your WGNU news or forecast for today, tomorrow, and for Saturday. Partly sunny today, chance of flurries and sprinkles this afternoon, high around 40 this evening, mostly cloudy, with a low in the mid-20s. Friday, mostly cloudy, high in the mid-30s. Friday evening, mostly cloudy, once again early in the evening, then becoming partly cloudy overnight with a low in the lower 20s. And on Saturday, partly cloudy skies with a high in the mid-30s. Currently at the studios of AM 920 WGNU, we have 31 degrees. Lambert Field is also reporting 31 under clear skies with a wind chill making it 24 outside. Bundle up if you're going out to the bus stop this morning. Stay tuned for more of Liz Brown and the award-winning Wake Up Call. That's up next. We'll take another look at your traffic and weather in the bottom of the 7 o'clock hour. I'm Howard Morton for AM 920 WGNU.
Boom, 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 boom.
Santa baby, just slip a sable under the tree for me. been an awful good girl, Santa baby, so hurry down the chimney tonight. Santa baby, a 54 convertible to light blue. I'll wait up for you, dear Santa baby, so hurry down the chimney tonight. Think of all the fun I've missed. Think of all the fellas that I haven't kissed. Next year I could be just as good if you check off my Christmas list. Santa baby, I want a yacht, and really that's not a lot. Been an angel all year, Santa baby, so hurry down the chimney tonight. Santa honey, one little thing I really need, the deed to a platinum mine, Santa baby, so hurry down the chimney tonight. Santa cutie, and fill my stocking with a duplex and checks. Sign your X on the line, Santa cutie, and hurry down the chimney tonight. Come and trim my Christmas tree with some decorations bought at Tiffany. I really do believe in you. Let's see if you believe in me. Santa baby, forgot to mention one little thing, a ring. I don't mean on the phone, Santa baby, so hurry down the chimney tonight. Hurry down the chimney tonight. Hurry. Tonight.
Welcome back, welcome back, welcome back to the Wake Up Call. This is Liz Brown, living my life as an African and loving it. 454-0400. That's the phone number, 454-6609. That's the fax. And if you want to email me, revolution@lizbrown.com. That's revolution@lizbrown.com. Get to me. Get to me. Oh, my goodness. We have all kinds of stuff. 454-0400 is the phone number. Get up. Get up. Get to me. Ah, let me talk to you BDs out here. Let me talk to you BDs out here. How's that working out for you? I just got to ask. How's that working out for you? Being a Bush defender and all. How's that working out for you? Well, let me talk about United States Senator Rick Santorum, a Republican, rabid Republican, lockstep Republican. Pedal to the metal in a stolen car, Republican. How's that working out for him? Well, it's not working out too well. According to a poll, Rick Santorum's support of Bush hurts his chances for re-election next year in Pennsylvania, and the Pennsylvania voters said that it hurt his chances by a 2-to-1 margin. Ouch. More than one-third of all Republicans surveyed said that Santorum's re-election prospects aren't helped by his support of the president. Did you hear what I just said? I don't know if I just heard what I said. Republicans? Republicans are saying that you're hurt by your association to Bush. Ouch! The poll showed Democratic State Treasurer Robert Casey Jr. leading the two-term Republican incumbent by 50% to 38%, compared with 52-34% in October. Voters also say they disapprove of Bush's job performance, 59% to 38%. President Bush is clearly hurting Santorum in Pennsylvania, and he is still further behind than an incumbent should be entering a campaign year. You think? Republicans are saying, you know what? I don't like that guy you're hanging out with. This was a survey of 1,400 Pennsylvania voters. And who is Santorum? He's the Senate's number three Republican. And when did the poll came out? Well, right at the time that he was attending a speech by Bush. But I guess Santorum ain't totally stupid, or he's not stuck permanently on stupid. He gets up off stupid every once in a while, because he bypassed Bush's last stop in Pennsylvania, I guess, after the poll results came out. He said, you know what? Ooh, look at the time. Got to go. I think I hear my mama calling me. Ooh, Lord. Ooh, how's that BD thing working out for you? I bet they're wondering, you think we can get the drug companies to give us a shot against that? Whew. 454-0400 is my phone number. 454-6609 is my fax. Get to me. Mac, good morning.
Well, good morning, Miss Brown. How are you this beautiful day?
I'm outstanding. How are you?
You know what, Miss Brown?
What's that?
I have bought more batteries for my remote in 4 and 5 years since that man been in office than I ever bought in my life.
You wearing your remote out?
I can't look at him.
Mm.
And then we throw the blunt in on it. That made me use more batteries.
Mm.
Now, I've been misled for what, 5 years, and within 48 hours I had me a good stiff drink and I came to my senses and I realized that my people's misled me about this war in Iraq. So now I want to know what am I gonna do about it? You don't got people killed, eyes blew out, legs blew off. Behind the lies, I mean, you told us when they first went in there that there wasn't no weapons of mass destruction in Iraq. And the man that they sent in there looking for him told him there wasn't no weapons of mass destruction in Iraq.
He told us that. Scott Ritter was on this show. Scott Ritter told us that.
Yeah, I've been hearing it ever since they went in Iraq. But within 48, now this is another thing. He came on TV and he admitted that he'd been misled. Okay, what you going to do about it? You get misled by people like that, there should be some fine going down.
Somebody should lose their job.
I mean, you don't got me all tied up in this kind of crap, and you told me. But he did tell us from the beginning that he didn't qualify. He was going to surround himself with people that did know, because he didn't know nothing. And who do he call to get these little 2 or 3 sentence points on the poll after he made this speech? Where did he get them from? That's what I'm worried about.
All right.
But listening to some of these callers on WGNU, maybe he called.
No, they're cowardly callers.
Maybe he called their houses.
They're cowardly callers because they're...
I didn't get no call.
All right now, Matt.
Okay, have a good day, Ms.
Take care of yourself. 454-0400 is my phone number. Dolores.
Hi, Liz.
Good morning.
Liz, I retired from the St. Louis Board of Education in 1994. Guess how many cost of living I've gotten since 1994?
How many?
One.
But you're building a $2 million building.
Right.
Did you know that?
And I just asked them.
Dolores, did you know that they were building?
No, nothing about it. I just asked them when I called down there a couple of weeks ago, do we get a cost of living raise this year? Well, I gotten one since 1994.
and they're building a $2 million. Well, what are you going to do about it? What are you going to do about that $2 million building that they're building?
You know what? They need to do something. We need to do something. I mean, that's ridiculous.
That's your money.
Where's $2 million coming from?
That your money? Your cost of living raises? That's your money, Dolores. That's your money.
The teachers that are still working, they should be really enraged.
No, the teachers that are retired, that are counting on that money because they're not making any other money, should be enraged.
Yeah, but everybody should be. This is ridiculous.
Well, what y'all going to do about it?
I'm going to find out because I just can't. This is unbelievable.
What y'all going to do about it? Ben Shamel, it has a new building down in Grand Center thanks to your pension fund, and you haven't got haven't received a cost of living increase since
1994. I got one since 1994.
You need to be down there raising hell. You should. You need to be at your retirement meet. You need to be down there right now raising hell.
Well, see, I retired not as a teacher, though.
Doesn't matter.
I was teacher's aide.
Doesn't matter. It's still your money, isn't it?
That's true. It's still our money.
And what difference does it make what your title was?
You know, I have to think that although it's our retired teachers, somewhere along the line, Liz, it's going to affect the teachers that are still working and planning on retiring.
Dolores, this is not trickle down. They're on your behind, okay?
Yeah.
They got your behind. They're going to, they are eating insatiably. They want your money. There's no trickle down on it. That's not rain, okay?
That's true.
So, you know, that is not rain. So y'all need to handle your business.
Yeah,
y'all need to handle your business.
This is ridiculous.
It is. I want to hear that you called them and found out what the heck's going
on
with your money.
I'm going to call them today.
All right now.
Okay,
all
then.
Right. Thanks for your
all
call.
Right.
454-0400 is my phone number. 454-6609 is my fax. My toll-free number is 1-877-920-WGNU. Get to me. You're on the wake-up call.
Good morning, Ms. Brown.
Good morning.
I find amazing is that we can mobilize in a week or so to start a war, go around the world and kill people. The Congress and Senate can pass a raise for themselves in the middle of the night. And we got 80-year-old women in New Orleans without a home.
Living in barns.
Yes.
Living under tents while FEMA says we're doing everything that we can. You're a lie.
But if we decide to go to war and kill some people halfway around the world for whatever reason, it happens right now.
Fact.
I mean, I don't...
How fast did it take for Halliburton to get a contract for rebuilding in New Orleans?
Yeah.
How fast did that happen?
And if it's something for the poor and the old and the crippled and the less fortunate, Congress and Senate, they can't meet, but if they want to raise for themselves, they'll meet tonight and pass it.
And it's not just about the poor. It's not just about the disabled. It's not just about women. It's not just about brown folks, black folks. It's not just about, it's about everybody. Because the 30,000 jobs that GM got rid of and then has gone to India to build more cars, that's not poor people. Those are working people. Those are not, because poor people are working people too. Those are middle class people.
Ford plans to get rid of 30,000 people, and a big percent of them are going to be white collar workers. And they tell you to retrain, you're not smart enough, and yet they're going to countries where people don't even have a high school education.
The fact of the matter is that the jobs that they're eliminating here are going to be created somewhere else cheaper.
It's
outside of our country, and Americans that are middle class Americans, working class Americans are going to suffer. And the reason those jobs are going is because of political acts, legislation, and a desire to make it so.
They call themselves my representative. They never did represent me. I'm not rich enough for them to represent.
Fire them. That's
yeah.
Fire them.
When the same parties, the people are put up by the same amount of wealth, the same corporations are in the rich.
Well, the fact that if there's nothing that we can do, then we need to just stop talking about it.
Yes, we're voting for twiddly D or twiddly dumb, and no matter how much hell we raise, nothing changes for
well,
the
see,
working
I don't believe
class.
That. I don't believe that. And if we do believe that, then we just need to shut up and quit this show.
Well, how come the two old ladies down in New Orleans don't have trailers?
Well,
they keep getting a runaround every time they call.
I'm not saying that problems don't exist. What I'm saying is that we still have to address them. We still have to fight them. And whether or not we win in this this lifetime or not has nothing to do with whether or not we should stop that.
I have voted every election since I was 21 years old.
Okay, how many times have you given money to candidates?
The candidates?
Yeah.
I could never afford to.
You don't have five.
You
don't have $5. You didn't have $5 to give a candidate. Did you ever work for a candidate?
Yes, I did.
Okay.
Yes, I worked for Schneider here in Missouri.
So you worked for one out of your entire life?
Yes, ma'am.
See, yeah. I mean, that's the problem. That's the problem. That's the problem. That people want things to change, but they're not willing to put the effort into making it change. Change doesn't happen on its own. You think the Republicans just got into office because of the vote of 2000? They've been working at that for 40 years. 40 years putting kids in colleges. 40 years trying to change judges. That's a long time that they've been working since before Richard Nixon to make this happen. So you can't just work for one political candidate, vote, and say nothing's going to change. You got to do a whole hell of a lot more than that.
If I give $100 to one candidate and Anheuser-Busch gives him $10,000, who do you think he's going to pay attention to?
And if you can have that thought process, but don't complain. Because the fact of the matter is that for any change to happen, you have to do something. And you can't be defeatist and say that, well, somebody else is going to win. Somebody else is going to give more. I can't do anything. If you're going to be defeatist, then you just need to stop talking about it.
Because I've never said I couldn't do anything.
But you said if I give $100 to him and Anheuser-Busch gives him this amount of money, who's he going to listen to? That's
well,
a, that's
who do you
defeatist.
Think he would listen to?
Well, the fact of the matter is that I have had representatives that have gotten money from big corporations that have done the right thing. Go to John Conyers' website. He gets money from big corporations, but he does the right thing.
Oh, you gave me a name. Good. I was just going to ask you to give me a name.
Yeah, I just gave you a name of one.
Yeah, thank you.
All right.
Okay,
got
have a good week, hon.
454-0400 is my phone number. Get up. Get to me. Bob?
Hey, Liz. How you doing?
I'm outstanding.
Couple things, Liz. You know, for years, I love that song by Diana Ross called My Favorite Things. Nobody could do it, except till I heard it on your show by Luther. Luther laid that out.
Yeah, Luther's good.
Anyway, that's my first thing. And you know what, Liz, I was just thinking this morning, after Bush had made his statement, I could just picture Colin Powell sitting on the couch looking at the TV saying, hey, Alma, come here, did you hear this? Ain't this some stuff?
Yeah, well,
the man going around making speeches.
I don't care.
Around the state tender for sure is mass destruction.
Bob.
Made a complete fool out of the man.
Bob. Colin Powell's a grown-up man. Okay, he's a general in the United States Army. Ain't nobody made him do anything that he didn't want to do. Did they put a gun to his head for him to stand next to Bush at the Republican convention?
No.
Did they put a gun to his head to make him go testify to test a lie in front of the world?
Right.
Nobody put a gun to his head.
You're
Alma
right.
Alma told him, don't do it from the get-go. And he didn't listen to his wife.
Right.
She
right.
said, why are you going Republican? I'm a Democrat.
Exactly.
She told him that, and he with his own smug, self-serving forgive me for this, being a man, he said, I'm going to go do it anyway. I don't care how many smart women tell me that ain't right. I'm going to go do it anyway. How'd that work out for you, Colin?
How'd that work out
for you? Alma said, when he called Alma, she said, shut up, I ain't coming nowhere. I told you not to do it to begin with. That was a conversation.
You're right, Liz. And you know what, Liz? There was always the state my mother used to say. She used to say, you know what, Bob? She said, God don't like ugliness. Now, check this out. Baby Blunt, because of what he did with the Medicaid cuts, is now getting ready to get the state of Missouri sued for billions of dollars. Did you hear about that yet?
I haven't heard about that. All right, now.
Okay, you can listen up,
please. All right. Thank
Bye-bye.
You, Bob. 454-0400 is my phone number. 454-6609 is my fax. You need to get up. You need to get to me. We have all kinds of stuff to talk about. I want to give a heads up to those of you that are taking care of your parents or taking care of someone that has some hospital bills out there. Many Americans, as you know, are struggling to pay their hospital bills. And more of those bills are going unpaid. Hospitals and medical providers are scrambling for solutions. And here's one that they have, and I want to give you a heads up on this. Credit cards that can be used only for health care expenses. You can't buy food with it. You can't do anything but pay health care costs. The cards help patients meet their deductibles and out-of-cost expenses, obtain elective surgery, even pay for care that might otherwise be off limits. But check it out. The interest on these cards reaches as high as 23%. These are just evil, evil, evil people. This one woman by the this one company began offering the credit cards with $5,000 limits to customers in Hawaii and Colorado, and is considering extending the cards to other states. And one of them may come as close as Kansas. 23% interest. I mean, patients that set up a payment plan with hospitals often pay no interest at all, or pay nominal interest. Credit card. And what is it that you can buy with hospitals for $5,000? And why would you buy it? Okay, let's say that you have some debts, some bills that you're behind with on your hospital bills. And let's say the $5,000 would catch you up. You're paying 23% interest. You'll never catch up. And then you'll have, again, you work out a deal with the hospital, you don't pay interest, or you pay nominal interest. Oh, Lord, 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 Lord. And here's the thing. They say that, I'm going to talk about this some more. We're going to take a break. But I'm going to come back and talk about this some more because this is crazy. This is crazy scary.
Just hear those sleigh bells jingling, ring, ting, tingling too. Come on, it's lovely weather for a sleigh ride together with you. Outside the snow is falling and friends are calling you. Come on, it's lovely weather for a sleigh ride together with you. Giddy-yap, 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 let's go. Let's look at the show. We're riding in a wonderland of snow. Giddy-yap, 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 it's grand. Just holding your hand. We're gliding along with the song of a wintry fair.
Good morning, St. Louis. 32 minutes after the hour of 7 o'clock at AM 920 WGNU. I'm Howard Morton with a look at this hour's traffic and weather. This hour's traffic is sponsored by Missouri Lottery Scratchers. Eastbound 70 at St. Louis and Poplar Street Bridge. Look for heavy traffic due to an earlier accident. Kings Highway at Arsenal, there's an accident. Only one lane is getting through in each direction. 94 Youngerman, that accident's been cleared. Gravelway at McKenzie, that accident's been cleared as well. Northbound 55 between 141 and 270, normal traffic. Eastbound 44 from Chrysler all the way to 270, no problems to report at this time. Eastbound 70 between Bryan Road and 79, look for heavy volume going on there. Northbound 270 between Gravelway and Marshall Road, you've got slow traffic. Westbound 270 from New Florissant all the way to 170. Look for stop-and-go traffic. Eastbound 40 from Timberlake to Mason Road. Look for heavy volume going on there as well. Westbound 40 between McCausland and Hanley. You've got heavy traffic. Westbound 5570 from Exchange onto the PSB. It's heavy. Westbound 64 at Bow Avenue and Poplar Street Bridge. Look for stop-and-go traffic. Westbound Kingbridge traffic from the Missouri Bank onto Laclede's Landing. It's still slow. Northbound Illinois Route 3 onto the Poplar Street Bridge. Those ramps are very heavy at this hour. That is a look at this hour's traffic. This hour's traffic has been sponsored by Missouri Lottery Scratchers. Add a little excitement to your day this holiday season and pick up some holiday Scratchers tickets from the Missouri Lottery. They also make great stocking stuffers. Now taking a look at your WGNU forecast for today, tomorrow, and Saturday. Partly sunny, chance of flurries and or sprinkles this afternoon with a high around 40 this evening. Mostly cloudy with a low in the mid-20s. Friday, mostly cloudy with a high in the mid-30s. Friday evening, mostly cloudy in the evening and becoming partly cloudy overnight with a low in the lower 20s. Then on Saturday, partly sunny with a high in the mid-30s. Currently at the studios of AM 920 WGNU, we have 32 degrees under clear skies. Lambert Fields reporting 31. The wind chill makes it feel like it's 25. Stay tuned for more of Liz Brown and the award-winning wake-up call. It's up next. We'll take another look at your news, traffic, and weather in the 8 o'clock hour. I'm Howard Morton for AM 920 WGNU.
When you discover something of true value, that pearl of great price, you take special care of it. The 30th annual Chuck Norman Charity Christmas Party celebrates its pearl anniversary this year by honoring those who help others throughout Metro St. Louis. This year's party is from 3 to 7 p.m. Sunday, December 18th at Orlando Gardens, 8352 Watson Road. The parking is free. The ticket price of $10 per person includes a family-style buffet, a DJ from Complete Music Company, the Jerry Stretz Professional Dancers, and the Sweet and Sassy Dancers continue the tradition of great entertainment. There are also drawings for door prizes, including, what else, a 30th anniversary set of pearls. Donation-only tickets are also available at $5 each. Seating is limited to 500 persons, so get your tickets now and don't be disappointed. They're available from B Parks at AARP, Martha West at Gateway Hubert Wheeler School, Rita Caffey at Contemporary Living Options, or from Radio Free St. Louis, AM 920 WGNU. The 30th Annual Chuck Norman Charity Christmas Party, Sunday, December 18th, 3 to 7 p.m. at Orlando Gardens, 8352 Watson Road in Webster Groves.
This is Dr. Laura Schlesinger. Join me every Monday through Friday from 2 to 4 on Radio Free St. Louis, AM 920 WGNU, and get a new attitude.
Fiction, classics.
What to get for the person who has everything.
Mystery, horror.
Bargain Books has 50,000 Christmas gifts for under $20.
Westerns, Zane Grey.
Books and more books, plus videos, magazines, and even DVDs.
Mythology, psychology.
Open 7 days a week. 20% discount on Sundays. Mention WGNU and get a free book.
Travel, children's books.
Bargain Books at A1 Books, 10204 Page in Overland, across the street from McMurray Music.
All of us at Radio Free St. Louis congratulate Joe Garcia, who produces the Wake Up Call Global News Update. Winner of the 2005 award for Best Spot News from the Greater St. Louis Association of Black Journalists. Joe's talent and hard work have contributed to our programming for many years and helps to make our morning program the award-winning Wake Up Call with Liz Brown. Once again, congratulations to Joe Garcia. From everyone at Radio Free St. Louis, AM 920 WGNU.
This is the award-winning Wake Up Call with Liz Brown.
All I want for Christmas is my two front teeth, my two front teeth, my two front teeth. Gee, if I could only have my two front teeth, then I could wish you Merry Christmas.
It seems so long since I could say, Sister Susie sitting on a thistle.
Gosh, oh gee, how happy I'd be if I could only whistle. All I want for Christmas is my two front teeth, my two front teeth, my two front teeth. Gee, if I could only have my two front teeth, then I could wish you Merry Christmas.
All I want for Christmas is my two front teeth, two front teeth,
my two front teeth, my two front teeth. Ah, Nat King Cole. This is Liz Brown and the Wake Up Call. You need to get up. You need to get to me. We have so much stuff to talk about. Car phone.
Morning, Miss Brown. How are you?
I'm outstanding.
Hey, I'm no fan of George Bush, but I think I can understand some of the madness or his method. You know, our adventure in Iraq, I think it's just a... it's a process of establishing an American outpost in the center of that Arab beehive. You know, there's no love lost between the Arab tribes.
But here's the thing, caller. We were told, straight to our face, that by George Bush and all the BDs out there that defended him, and now the folks that are backing away from defending him, that there were weapons of mass destruction. Saddam Hussein had them. Saddam Hussein.
Well, you understand that, don't you?
But wait, let me, General Powell, I'll
explain that for you.
Wait a minute, no, I'm not finished yet. Let me finish what we were told, because you call this the great adventure, and that this is about something that other than what we were told. We were told there were weapons of mass destruction. We were told that Saddam Hussein had them. Saddam Hussein was getting ready to use them on him, and that there was a connection between 9/11 and 9/11 and Saddam Hussein. So go ahead.
I accept that. Now, as a sales pitch or as a diversion, that was great, but they never slowed their momentum down as far as establishing an outpost in that Arab beehive. Now, Miss Brown, you as an African woman, if I could grant you a new life in any of these Arab kingdoms or fiefdoms, which one would you choose?
The issue here is not...
That is my question.
I understand, and the issue here... Is
well,
not
answer before you cut me off.
No one's going to cut you off. Don't be paranoid. The issue here is not whether or not I'd want to live in Rome or whether I'd want to live in Iraq. I wouldn't want to live in either place. The issue here is
how about Saudi, the most modern.
I wouldn't want to live in Paris. I wouldn't want to live in Australia. I wouldn't want to live in the places that you just named.
Now,
I'm not finished yet. So I've already answered. You're done. You're gonna run away. Ain't you a baby? Ain't you a big fat baby? I'm done here. I'm done here. I answer your question. I don't want to live in any of those places. And it wasn't the answer that you were expecting. So you ran away, going to go kick your dog, tell your mama I beat up on you, or tell your friends that I hang up on you. I'm done here. Understand this. Just feel the nerve of these BDs out here. And how cowardly they are. I'm not standing next to Bush. Just like Santorum didn't meet Bush at the last press stop. These guys are now trying to distance themselves but defend him. And that's the most cowardly thing of all. Either you with him or you're not. You either with him or you're not. He's your mess. Own up to it. How dare you call the Iraq war where over thousands of American soldiers have given their lives an adventure? Then hell, you go take that adventure. You go hop on that plane and get over there if it's just a damn adventure. Excuse me, I'm sorry. That's madness. 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 Sales pitch. The obligating a nation to war surely is not the same as trying to sell Spam as hamburger. And if you view them both the same way, we are in deep trouble. I'm just trying to tell them to get them to think that their Spam is hamburger. No, you're taking a nation to war. We have seniors that aren't going to have food to eat or a warm house this winter because of the billions of dollars that have been used on this adventure, as you call it. We have seniors that are not going to be able to get their medicines. We have children that won't be able to be in daycare while their mom's at work, their dad's at work, and they're going to be in harm's way. Because of this great adventure, and we don't have money for daycare for poor working people. We have children that are not going to be able to move this nation forward because they're not getting higher education, because they can't get loans to go to school because of this great adventure. We are a dying nation whose reputation ain't squat in the world. Because of this trillion-dollar adventure sold on a lie. I can't move quickly past a big old lie told to me. I can't. And I don't know how you were raised. You shouldn't either. You should be stuck on that lie. You should be stuck on it. You lied to my face. Imagine, if you lied and somebody died as a result of it, do you think I should be able to hold you accountable for that? What if you lied and 1,000 people died? Do you think that I should be able to move past that? What if you lied and 2,000 people died? I'm supposed to just, okay, move past that. I'm not. I'm not going to move past it. You lied, and people have died. And for you to look the American people in the face, and I'm talking about Boy George and all of you BDs out here, if you can look the American people in the face and say, I do it again, then we are doomed and damned. Because you lied and people have died and you said you'd do it again. We're in a world of trouble that there aren't enough words in the English language or any other language. There aren't enough of them to describe how much trouble we're in. You said you'd do it again. You'd say I'd lie to you again. Let me just ask you this on a personal level. You dating somebody that you found out lied to you. Lied in a way that hurt you, lied in a way that cleaned out your bank account, lied in a way that got your family to turn against you, lied in a way that your children were harmed. And you confronted this person with their lie. They never admitted to the lie, never admitted to the lie. And then you heard them talking to somebody else, and they said, yeah, I'd tell the same lie again. Now let me just ask you on a personal level. Would you have anything to do with that person again? In life? I think this is all you can do to keep yourself from getting a shotgun and getting that person. So I'm supposed to accept something that I wouldn't accept in my personal life from the President of the United States. Kiss my grits. We're going to take a break, folks. We're going to take a break.
I just came back from a lovely trip along the Milky Way. I call on dear old Santa Claus to spend a holiday. Oh, you better watch out. You better not cry. You better not pout. I'm telling you why. Santa Claus is coming. Coming to town. Yes, he's making a list. He's checking it twice. He's gonna find out who's naughty and nice. Santa Claus is coming, coming to town. He sees you when you're sleeping. He knows when you're awake. He knows if you've been good or bad. So be good, for goodness sake.
Your award-winning wake-up call global news update is brought to you this hour by...
Seven Signs Masonry. Whatever your masonry needs, they do all brickwork. These are the best hands in the business. Seven Signs Masonry, 618-338-2871. That's 618-338-2871. Seven Signs Masonry.
This is your wake-up call global news update. Dateline Charleston. A new report says the number of African-American families choosing to homeschool their children in the United States has risen significantly. Exact numbers are not available, and the number is small in comparison with overall homeschooling numbers. But that's due to the fact that many black families do not have the economic resources or the time to devote to it. Still, a noticeable increase has been seen in many urban areas that have histories of racial problems and where blacks feel left out of the mainstream or marginalized. On a national scale, over 1 million children of all races were homeschooled in 2003. That represents a little over 2% of the school-age population. And Dateline Geneva. A Swiss investigator says it appears the United States has moved all of its clandestine interrogation sites out of Europe and transferred them back to North Africa. Dick Marty is a Swiss senator leading the European investigation into secret prisons run by the CIA. He says that it's likely the moves were made in early November when the first reports about them started to come out. He went on to say that it's pretty clear that individuals had been abducted and transferred to other countries without any respect for legal considerations. He made his findings public in Paris at a committee of the Council of Europe, which is a human rights watchdog group. He also offered criticism of both the United States and Secretary of State Condoleezza Rice for not offering an outright denial of those allegations. This is your award-winning wake-up call global news update, brought to you by
Seven Signs Masonry. Whatever your masonry needs, they do all brickwork. These are the best hands in the business. Seven Signs Masonry, 618-338-2871. That's 618-338-2871. Seven Signs Masonry. I know the place to shop for all your appliance needs. Sears, 3425 Union, Black-owned and Black-operated, Jerome Williams. Sears carries the top six appliance brands, Kenmore, Whirlpool, Maytag, GE, Amana, and Frigidaire. Sears also has the latest in electronics, TVs, VCRs, camcorders, and DVD players. Now, if you find a lower price on an identical branded item with the same features currently available at another local retail store, Sears will match that price plus give you 10% off the difference. That's the Sears Price Match Plus policy. So, save yourself a trip. Stop at Sears first and get a low price promise plus a great selection for your home and garden needs. It's all at your local Sears store right there at 3425 Union. Jerome Williams, 389-9700.
Has Steve Franklin been on your mind? Join him online at WGNU.net.
School, church, civic, and other nonprofit organizations often have tight budgets. At WGNU, we understand that and remind you that we can help. If you know of a nonprofit group that would like WGNU to help promote events and ongoing programs free of charge, just send a fax with all the information to our public service department at area code 314-454-6609. Requests must be submitted 2 weeks in advance of any event. WGNU Radio reserves the right to edit or reject any submission because of time constraints and objectionable or commercial content.
Hi, it's Kevin.
And Sue McCarthy.
Of the Travel Planner Show.
Before you head out for a trip, you want to know how to pack, so check weather at yahoo.com, and then you'll know what to wear when you get there.
Oh, she's so good. The Travel Planner Show, every Saturday afternoon from 2 to 4, here on AM 920 WGNU.
The struggle for fairness on the award-winning Wake Up Call with Liz Brown.
Welcome back, welcome back, welcome back to the Wake Up Call, Liz Brown. Rusty.
Yes?
You're on the air.
Oh, how you doing, Liz Brown? This is from my memory. When I was young, the Vietnam War was going on.
Okay.
And what I saw was basically one cartoon that stuck in my mind. It showed Bill Muldoon had drawn a cartoon of a little baby. He was in a crib, and basically he represented the poor. Then he showed a sign of a military man, a general, taking the baby's bottle and drinking his money from him.
Yeah.
And basically that reminds you of what's going on now.
That's where we are right now. That's where we are right now.
Okay, that's all I wanted to say.
Thank you, Rusty. The fact of the matter is that there is no plan for victory because there was no intention of victory. There is no plan. And as retired Colonel McGregor said on my show, victory is when we pull the troops out and come home. That's victory. And isn't it amusing? Isn't it head-shaking amusing
that these folks out here are trying to get us to buy into or that they're saying that we can't pull out now because the world will think we're punks. Well, sweetie, if you were really concerned about what the world thinks about us, you would have gotten out a year ago or the year before that. You're the one that spit in the face of the environmental protocols. You're the ones that spit in the face of Abu Ghraib. This administration is trying to defend, keep the torture option open, is what they're trying to do. And you're worried, you say that you're worried about the world going to call you a punk because we've left Iraq? You a lie. You haven't given a horse's patoot about what the world thinks about you. Now I'm supposed to believe that you care what the world thinks about you? Whew. And that's how we govern? Whew. Jerry.
Yes, Liz, I was just giving my morning comment that you have a demon in the White House. He got the world fooled. About time they realize what time it is, it'll be too late. I'm sorry for the world and for the people who live in America. Thank you.
People are really seeing a doom out here. And I understand why people see doom. When we see $300 million that our military is spending to place propaganda in Iraq, to place propaganda in Afghanistan, to place propaganda in the papers of our friends' countries and any other country that they want to. I understand why people are feeling doom when we see our government spying on putting little old ladies in New Hampshire who protest against the war in their big books on their enemies list. I understand why people feel doomed when gasoline prices are ridiculously high and we have gasoline companies making the biggest profits, quarter profits in the history of the world last quarter. They have so much money they don't know how to spend it. I understand why people see doom. Because if you don't see doom, then you have your eyes wide shut, tightly shut. You've removed your eyeballs. It's bad out here. I don't believe it's hopeless, but it's bad enough to give you a wake-up call that you need to do something about it. You need to get involved. You need to be riding, folks. You need to be riding your elected officials like you in the Kentucky Derby. Because this stuff is real. This stuff is real. We're spying on our citizens. And if NBC is reporting that the Pentagon is spying on the citizens, know how bad it's got to be. Because they don't tell you nothing like that. Not in the last few years they haven't. These are challenging times. And you need to get off your rusty dusties out there and get involved. And don't be scared. Just be real. Just be real. This is Liz Brown in the wake-up call. I have much, much more to tell you. Stay with me.
Santa baby, just slip a sable under the tree for me. Been an awful good girl, Santa baby, so hurry down the chimney tonight. Santa baby, a 54 convertible to light blue. I'll wait up for you, dear Santa baby, so hurry down the chimney tonight. Think of all the fun I've missed. Think of all the fellas that I haven't kissed. Next year I could be just as good if you check off my Christmas list. Santa baby, I want a yacht, and really that's not a lot. Been an angel all year, Santa baby, so hurry down the chimney tonight. Santa honey, one little thing I really need, the deed to a platinum mine, Santa baby, so hurry down the chimney tonight. Santa cutie, and fill my stocking with a duplex and checks.
WGMU, Granite City, St. Louis. 920 on your AM dial.
Here's the latest from ABC News. I'm Liz White. Power's out to thousands in parts of Georgia with some areas under ice storm warnings.
As the rain is falling, we're hovering right around the freezing mark, and the ice is accumulating on tree limbs. And as they get heavy, they are breaking and falling into power lines, bringing those lines down, which are causing outages for us.
Carol Boatwright with Georgia Power. The big chill, a storm that dumped heavy snow in Minnesota, is moving east. NASA, meantime, is about to say the heat is on.
From the Arctic to the tropics, NASA's announcement today that 2005 ties for hottest year on record, and the past 4 years in a row having the hottest temperatures, means life around the globe now appears to be under non-stop stress from the heat. NASA scientists say no natural climate cycles can explain it. The heat must be caused, in large measure at least, by greenhouse gas emissions.
ABC's Bill Blakemore. There's late word former Wisconsin Senator William Proxmire has died this morning at the age of 90. So many Iraqi voters, so few ballots in at least one part of the country. ABC's Hoda Abdelhamid is covering parliamentary elections in Fallujah, where they ran out of ballots.
The mayor of Fallujah and the head of the city council gave a press conference by midday, and they were complaining that about 11 polling stations could not open this morning because ballot boxes were missing.
And there are reports of other problems in places like Kirkuk. ABC's Mike Tuggle is there.
They had small violations, some people trying to vote twice, but they were caught, and others not on the list. And if you were not on the list this time, you did not get to vote because there was some suspicion that Kurds were busing people into Kirkuk to try to raise the Kurdish vote.
Up to 15 million Iraqis may vote today. There is word of a U.S. Marine killed in an explosion in Ramadi, and a U.S. soldier was killed in a firefight with insurgents in southern Afghanistan. Another soldier was injured. This is ABC News.
Get the good stuff.
Looking for the perfect holiday gift for the home handyman or handywoman? Check out Napa's 38-piece homeowner tool set. It features a gear driver soft grip ratcheting screwdriver with interchangeable shafts to help you tackle any job fast. The set also includes sockets, an adjustable wrench, hammer, tape measure, level, nails, screws, picture hangers, and more. Plus a high-quality wide-mount tool bag, all for just
$49.99. Get the good stuff.
Napa. Get the good stuff.
I'm an elf, and trust me, I know gift-giving. And last minute, forget about it. Go to the Home Depot. You'll find presents that people really want, with payments you want. The kind that you can put off for a while. Now you know why Santa's so jolly.
The Home Depot has gifts people really want, as well as special deferred payments for a limited time on hardware, tools, appliances, even pressure washers. The Home Depot. You can do it. We can help. Offer valid through 12/24 and U.S. only. See store for details.
Letters to Santa are going high-tech.
Let's see. Make a list, spell check it twice, find out which graphic looks nice, and then hope Santa and his elves have advanced degrees in nanotechnology. Yep, it's 2005, and a bike or a doll just won't do for kids who've never known a world without computers, cell phones, and MP3 players. Some youngsters are even drawing up PowerPoint presentations in an effort to get parents to point, click, and buy. And the technique may be working. Online sales are reportedly up 23% over this time a year ago. Donna Renee, ABC News.
Men may not want them in the men's room. Women might not want them in theirs either, so there may soon be a bathroom for those who fall somewhere in between. A bill's been passed in a Brazilian city near Rio requiring restrooms for transvestites in places like nightclubs, malls, and movie theaters. The mayor will have the final say. I'm Liz White, ABC News.
Good morning, St. Louis. This is Patrick Brandmeier with your WGNU news update for the 8 o'clock hour. In the news this Thursday, the three children that were injured as a result of yesterday's reservoir breach in southern Missouri remain hospitalized in St. Louis. No details about the children's conditions are being released, but they were all listed in critical condition yesterday. The 5- and 3-year-old children were having breathing problems while the 7-month-old child was suffering from hypothermia. An Ameren UE spokesperson says the company will do anything possible to help the family. The Coalition Against Public Funding for Stadiums wants an appeals court to force a St. Louis County vote on public funding of the new Busch Stadium. A 3-judge panel of the Missouri Court of Appeals in St. Louis heard arguments yesterday for and against a vote on whether to pay off the stadium bonds. Coalition spokesman Fred Lindecki says the county needs the money for other things.
The county doesn't have enough money right now to buy voting machines. It's cut the health department. It's cut the park department. It's trying to raise fees to go to the swimming pool. It's about $2 to $3 million a year is what it's worth. So there are plenty of uses for that kind of money other than wasting it on subsidizing the Cardinal ballpark.
In 2004, county voters passed an amendment requiring a countywide vote before tax money can be used to subsidize a pro sports stadium. The bondholders filed suit, saying the amendment did not apply to the Cardinal ballpark, and a St. Louis County judge ruled in their favor in March. A decision on the appeal is expected in a couple of months. Finally this hour, a breast health fair is being held today to promote screenings in women of all ages. The event will take place at East Central College in Union from 9 in the morning until 2 in the afternoon. Free mammograms will be provided to the first 25 women who pre-register, do not have mammograms covered by insurance, and are between the ages of 40 and 64. To pre-register, call 1-800-870-5731, or if you think you qualify and can't make it to the event, call 314-956-9829. This WGNU News Report is brought to you by Missouri Lottery Scratchers. Add a little excitement to your day this holiday season and pick up some Scratchers tickets from the Missouri Lottery. They also make great stocking stuffers. That's your look at local news for the 8 o'clock hour. I'm Patrick Brandmeier for Radio Free St. Louis.
Good morning, St. Louis. 7 minutes after the hour of 8 o'clock at AM 920 WGNU. I'm Howard Morton with a look at this hour's traffic and weather. This hour's traffic is sponsored by the Pier 1 Holiday Sale. Eastbound 70 at Memorial Drive and Poplar Street Bridge. Heavy traffic due to an earlier accident. McDonald Boulevard at Phantom. Look for an accident that has been reported. Eastbound 40 between 14th. Look for in road maintenance operations having the left lane closed. And the last Missouri exit is also closed. You can use the 11th Street exit to get around. Northbound 55 between 141 and 270. Expect normal traffic. Eastbound 44 from Mraz Overpass all the way into 270. It is stop and go. Eastbound 70 from T.R. Hughes to 79. Look for heavy volume going on there. Northbound 270 from Gravois to Marshall, you have slow traffic. Westbound 255 from Jefferson Barracks to 55, look for normal traffic this hour. Westbound 270 from Old Halls Ferry on to 170, look for stop and go traffic as well. Eastbound 40 from Timberlake Manor to Mason Road, heavy volume going on there. Westbound 40 between Hampton and Hanley, look for heavy volume as well. Eastbound 40 between 270 and Lindbergh, traffic is starting to stack up there a bit. Westbound 5570 from 203 on the Illinois side all the way onto the PSB. Look for heavy traffic. Westbound 64 at 15th onto the PSB. It is stop and go. Westbound Kingbridge traffic from the Gravel Pit to Laclede's Landing. Look for slow traffic as well. Northbound Route 3 from Monsanto onto the ramps to the Poplar Street Bridge. Very heavy volume going on there. And that is a look at this hour's traffic. This hour's traffic has been sponsored by the Pier 1 Holiday Sale. At the Pier 1 Holiday Sale, you can get the perfect gift, a Pier 1 gift card. Hurry in now to Pier 1, life more interesting. Now, taking a look at your WGNU forecast for today, tomorrow, and Saturday for today. Partly sunny, a chance of flurries and sprinkles in the afternoon with a high around 40. This evening, mostly cloudy with a low in the mid-20s. Moving on to Friday, mostly cloudy, a high in the mid-30s. Friday evening, mostly cloudy early in the evening, becoming partly cloudy overnight with a low in the lower 20s. And on Saturday, partly sunny with a high in the mid-30s. Currently at the studios of AM 920 WGNU, we have clear skies and 32 degrees. Lambert Field is reporting 32 degrees as well under clear, sunny skies. The wind chill, however, makes it feel around 25 degrees. Stay tuned for more of Liz Brown and the award-winning Wake Up Call. That's up next. We'll take another look at your news, traffic, and or your traffic and weather in the bottom of the 8 o'clock hour. I'm Howard Morton for AM 920 WGNU.
Santa baby, just slip a sable under the tree for me. Been an awful good girl, Santa baby, so hurry down the chimney tonight. Santa baby, a 54 convertible to light blue. I'll wait up for you, dear Santa baby, so hurry down the chimney tonight. Think of all the fun I've missed. Think of all the fellas that I haven't kissed. Next year I could be just as good if you check off my Christmas list. Santa baby, I want a yacht, and really that's not a lot. Been an angel all year, Santa baby, so hurry down the chimney tonight. Santa honey, one little thing I really need, the deed to a platinum mine, Santa baby, so hurry down the chimney tonight. Santa cutie, and fill my stocking with a duplex and checks. Sign your X on the line, Santa cutie, and hurry down the chimney tonight. Come and trim my Christmas tree with some decorations bought at Tiffany. I really do believe in you. Let's see if you believe in me. Santa baby, forgot to mention one little thing, a ring. I don't mean on the phone, Santa baby, so hurry down the chimney tonight. Hurry down the chimney tonight. Hurry. Tonight.
Welcome back, welcome back, welcome back to the Wake Up Call. This is Liz Brown, living my life as an African and loving it. 454-0400 is my phone number. 454-6609 is my fax. And my toll-free long-distance number is 1-877-920-WGNU. Please don't forget that we are streamed daily at www.wgnu.net. Also at lizbrown.com. That's L-I-Z-Z.
lizzybrown.com. And if you missed an hour, well, shame on you, but you can go get one at whiterosesociety.org. That's whiterosesociety.org. The wake-up call is archived daily. Now, my email address is revolution@lizbrown.com. And those are my digits you need to handle your business. We've been talking this morning about many things. The state of our nation worldwide. The state of our community. The state of the people who live here in the United States. And it is an issue that we have to keep our eyes on and our hearts open to. Just not too long ago, a couple months ago, that we were talking about, I think we can say arguably that this is one of the most compelling and problematic cases in the criminal justice system where a man or men have been on death row. We're talking about the Chain of Rocks. I'm talking about the Chain of Rocks case. And we went through an execution on this show. I must say it was draining. I must say that it took a lot out of all of us. And I told you then that the battle wasn't over. That there was more to do. And time has come for us to get started on another battle on this case. And we're going to be talking about that this morning. We're talking about Reggie Clemons. We're talking about Reggie Clemons on death row. We're talking about how race, how ineffective assistance of counsel, how police brutality, how prosecutorial misconduct. It's almost like this is the most twisted, wicked, perfect storm in the history of criminal justice. And we're going to talk about that this morning because there is a campaign on. There are people that are organizing and working and people that have been organizing and working for years on this case. And we are going to use the show today as a means to let you know about Reggie Clemons. And to let you know the organizational efforts that are going on so that you can involve yourself in this case. We went through Mr. Gray's execution. We can't let that happen to Reggie. Joining me in the studio this morning, Jamala Rogers. Good morning, Jamala. It's wonderful to have you here. And Jamala, I want to start with you first because we have other people in the studio and I'm going to bring them in as we process through this. But I want to start with you because you are leading off. You are organizing this effort for Reggie Clemons. Talk to us about this, Jamala. Talk to us about what it is that you're organizing and what people can begin to do.
Okay, thank you. Tonight is a kickoff program that we will be having to officially kick off Reggie's campaign for justice, and it will be at Legacy Books and Cafe at 5249 Del Mar.
That's the corner of Union and Del Mar in the little plaza there.
In the little strip mall, exactly. Mm-hmm. And, I mean, one of the things that obviously was necessary to do was to focus on Marlon Gray's case.
Mm-hmm.
He was facing execution, and so our efforts went into really lifting up that case. Although both of the cases are inextricably linked, we felt like if we could save Marlon then and raise the issues around his case, then it would give us some win for Reggie Clemons. And I think we did that because one of the things I've told the legal counsel is, in St. Louis, we are going to have a problem with cutting through the disinformation and the misinformation that's been you know, out there for a while now, and that with Marlon's case, we were able to bring those facts into perspective. And as a result of that, you saw an incredible wave of, you know, outrage, you know, concern.
Head-shaking. People couldn't believe it. We were talking about that just a few minutes ago. People couldn't believe that this stuff had really happened.
Right, exactly. And so, you know, the case, I mean, we don't want to use, I mean, we have so many cases like that. I mean, we just, you know, went through the execution of Tookie Williams out in California. We had Marlon's execution. We have lingering over us, or I should say looming over us, is the possible wrongful execution of Larry Griffith.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, to us, you know, the death penalty and the demand for a moratorium are, you know, just demands, because we've already had too many people that we found to be not just not guilty because of technical legal maneuvers, but because of real innocence.
And that's one of the things that I think that was should have been done a little different with Tookie's execution, because I think too much talk was had about the issue of redemption. And I think that there wasn't enough just talk about the trial that went on that convicted him, because that's where the cases of innocence and guilt are decided. And the atmosphere that we have right now to ask people to even spell the word redemption would be problematic to people right now. So I don't want to talk about redemption. I want to talk about the legal system and how it doesn't work and how innocent people get caught up and convicted in this legal system.
And we have a number of cases here locally, and I think when you look at the prosecutor's office and you look at people like Anails Moss, who reigned supreme pretty much unchecked. I mean, people knew how despicable his practices were, and occasionally he might get a slap on the wrist. But there are a number of people who may not be on death row, but who are lingering in jail or languishing in jail because of these kinds of prosecutions. And so I think before people are faced with it, they ought to know what the system is about, so in case they are entrapped for any given reason, that they'll know how to navigate through it. And right now, it's just too many victims of the system because they didn't know or weren't prepared for the kind of viciousness that we see unleashed on, you know, people of color and poor people.
And uninformed people.
Exactly.
And uninformed people, because Reginald Clemens paid for his attorney, you know. So it's not just you can have money and still get caught up in the same system.
Exactly.
And so let's talk about where Reginald Clemens is right now in the legal system. We have in the studio with us also John Kinney. He's a partner at Simpson Thatcher and Bartlett. And welcome, John.
Good morning, Liz.
Talk to us about where Reginald Clemens is right now, legally speaking.
He has his appeals in the state of Missouri have been exhausted. His federal habeas petition has been completed. It has gone to the Supreme Court of the United States. They have declined to review the case, although two of the four federal judges that did review the case found that Reggie should not be executed and it was not a fair trial. And we are considering what other legal applications we can make, and we're preparing an application for clemency to the Governor Blunt, the Governor of Missouri. That's
and
the present status.
What is an application of clemency? What does it entail?
The Governor in this state and in many states, and the President of the United States, have within their jurisdiction the power to set aside a sentence if they determine that it's in the interest of justice and fair to do that. And we feel that there are some very strong arguments that the governor should do that in this case.
And in terms of the use of clemency, do a lot of governors nowadays use clemency? Do we see that happening very often?
It is not. It's not used as much as I would like, and many people would like to see it used. But it is used, yes.
And one of the things I think that challenges governors in using the clemency are we can't ignore the political world that we live in out here. The atmosphere for clemency. How would you describe the atmosphere, the political atmosphere for clemency?
Well, It wouldn't be my place, I don't think, to describe the political atmosphere in the state of Missouri. But I think political atmosphere or not, in a case like this, where there is no witness at the trial and no evidence that Reggie committed the crime for which he is to be executed, the governor should take that into account.
Because it's not simply a touchy-feely issue of clemency. There are specific legal problems with this case that should give rise to a decision of clemency.
I think that's right. I think this is a case where the trial and the jury and the courts have found that it is not clear what happened in this case.
Articulate for us, if you will, some of the issues that should give rise to a decision for clemency from Governor Blunt.
Well, in addition to the fact that this is a case, it's a tragic case where two young girls died by falling or being pushed from the Chain of Rocks Bridge. There were a number of people, a number of defendants, four or five defendants initially. The testimony does not indicate, and Reggie says he did not push these women from the bridge. He was not involved in that part of it. That's what he has been sentenced to death
He's
for.
He's been sentenced to death for pushing these women off of the bridge.
Correct.
And the evidence that ties him to pushing the women off the bridge is what?
There isn't any. He was there, but he says he did not push the women off the bridge. He was not at the location, which is under the bridge surface at the time.
Mm-hmm.
And there is no witness and no testimony at the trial of anyone who says, I saw him push these women off the bridge.
What is the testimony that the prosecution used to connect Reggie to this?
It's solely accomplice testimony that he was there and that the women did fall or were pushed from the bridge. Now, let me turn to some of the other... That's not the only issue. Let me turn to some of the other issues. I think it is commonly thought that if a person who's on trial, whether it's a minor offense or for their life, is represented by counsel, they're well represented. This is a classic case where that isn't true. And as you've pointed out, Reggie paid for his lawyer.
That's right.
This lawyer, who has now been disbarred for failure to pay attention to his client's affairs...
And his name is? Bob Constantino?
Exactly, mm-hmm. Bob Constantino. He and his wife took on the case, and at the time they were getting divorced. His wife was the principal person responsible for doing the investigation leading up to the trial, and at the time they were retained, she moved to California. And no action was taken on this case until a few days before trial. She came back about a week before trial and started working on the case. And that is characteristic of character. That's the character of preparation, the work on the case.
And let's
Constantino actually wouldn't make objections in the case because he said they were being overruled.
Well, and before we even, I want to underscore that a little bit, but I want people to understand, because people watch a lot of television out there, and it appears sometimes that an attorney prepares for a case overnight and then is ready for trial the next morning. In a death penalty case, I know this because I was a special public defender and I was involved in a lot of murder cases, in a death penalty case, can you describe for us just some of the level of preparation that's needed to before you walk in the courtroom door to try the case?
Sure. In any case, investigation, a success in the case, or even just adequate preparation and preparing for a week trial is 90% before the trial begins and 10% performance. It's not like Perry Mason or the various trial programs we see on TV. Here, it required investigation of what was going on at the bridge that night. There were young people on one side of the bridge who were not involved in this process at all, who were not interviewed. What did they see? What did they hear that evening? And there are all sorts of steps to get information from the police, to request the police file, to request their investigation, their forensic file, and so on. And all of that, once you obtain that, then you need to perhaps have experts reviewing the various types of evidence. in this case.
Well, for example, in this particular case where we have a witness that said that he jumped off of the bridge in order to save his cousin and then comes up dry and comes up with his hair combed, you need to have witnesses on the defense side of the table that say, if you had jumped from the bridge, this is what would have happened. This is how you would have looked. Things like that. You would have had talked to experts, interviewed them, and then prepared them for trial.
The person you refer to, Thomas Cummins, not only said he jumped from the bridge and didn't get his hair wet, the fall is an 80-foot drop.
There you go.
When he was first arrested, he confessed to this crime.
Mm-hmm. And so people need to be thinking in terms of how do you get that information to the jury? That information has to come from a witness, and the defense attorney has to get that witness, and the defense attorney has to bring that witness to trial, and Bob Constantino didn't do any of that.
He showed up in court without preparation, really without a file, and he went through the motions, and the result is this conviction, which we're now stuck with.
And I want to back up to something that you mentioned in a few seconds ago, that he stopped objecting. Say that again.
He said that he was not going to make any more objections because the judge was overruling his objections.
Now, some people out there listening might think, well, okay, he gave up. That probably wasn't the right thing to do. But explain how important it is to object in a trial. Why do you need to object even if the judge is going to overrule you?
Well, I mean, formally, you need to object to preserve the issue on appeal.
Mm-hmm. And what that means for all of those us that aren't lawyers out there, preserving the evidence for appeal, what does that mean?
If you don't object, you can't raise it at the review court, the appellate court, as an issue.
There
the appellate court says, we're not going to consider this issue because you failed to object to trial and you did not, as lawyers say, preserve it for appeal.
There you go.
So the failure to object is in effect waiving your client's right to have an incorrect ruling by the trial judge reviewed by a superior by an appellate court.
So Nels Moss could say, Reginald Clemens is Charles Manson, Adolf Hitler, and his mother knows that he did it. And that's absolutely unacceptable during a criminal trial. And if the lawyer who's representing you doesn't object to that, you can't do anything to fix it.
That is correct.
We're going to take a break, folks. I'm Liz Brown. My number here is 454-0400. You need to get to me. We are talking about Reginald Clemens on death row, a case of race, ineffective counsel, police brutality, prosecutorial misconduct, and reasonable doubt. There is a kickoff campaign for Reggie tonight at 7 o'clock at Legacy Books and Cafe, 5249 Delmar. Please join the Justice for Reggie Clemens campaign. For more information, you can call 367-5959. That's 367-5959. We'll be back after this break. Please stay with us.
Good morning, St. Louis. 32 minutes after the hour of 8 o'clock at AM 920 WGNU. I'm Howard Morton with a look at this hour's traffic and weather. This hour's traffic is sponsored by Missouri Lottery Scratchers. Eastbound 70 at Memorial Drive and Poplar Street Bridge. Heavy traffic due to an earlier accident. Eastbound McDonald at Phantom Road. Looks for an accident to be cleared. Traffic should be thinning out by now. Eastbound 44 at 55. An accident has been cleared and traffic still backed up at Murdoch. Northbound 55 between 141 and 270. Expect normal traffic. Eastbound 44 from Mraz Overpass to 270. Stop and go traffic. Eastbound 70 from Cave Springs onto 94. Look for heavy volume going on there. Northbound 270 from Gravoy to Marshall Road. It is sluggish. Westbound 270 from Old Halls Ferry on 170. Stop and go traffic. Eastbound 40 between 141 and Mason. Very heavy volume there. Westbound 40 between Hampton and Hanley. Look for heavy volume as well. Eastbound 40 between Spady and Clayton Warson. Look for slow traffic as well. Westbound 557 from 3rd Street onto the Poplar Street Bridge is still very heavy. Westbound 64 from 15th onto the PSB is returned back to normal. Westbound Kingbridge traffic from the Illinois Bank to Laclede's Landing, look for slow traffic. Northbound Route 3 from 8th Street onto the Poplar Street Bridge, heavy volume going on there. And that is a look at this hour's traffic. This hour's traffic has been sponsored by the Missouri Lottery Scratchers. Add a little excitement to your day this holiday season and pick up some Scratchers tickets from the Missouri Lottery. They also make great stocking stuffers. Now, taking a look at your WGNU forecast for today, tomorrow, and for Saturday. For today, look forward to partly cloudy skies. A chance of flurries and sprinkles this afternoon with a high around 40. This evening, mostly cloudy with a low in the mid-20s. Friday, mostly cloudy once again with a high in the mid-30s. Friday evening, mostly cloudy until early morning, then becoming partly cloudy with a low in the lower 20s. Then on Saturday, partly sunny skies with a high in the mid-30s. Currently at the studios of AM 920 WGNU, we have 33 degrees. Lambert Field is reporting 32, but the wind chill outside makes it feel like it's 26. Stay tuned for more of Liz Brown and the award-winning Wake Up Call. That's up next. We'll take another look at your news, traffic, and weather in the 9 o'clock hour. I'm Howard Morton for AM 920 WGNU.
Scientists and doctors are agreeing more and more that diet can determine whether a person lives a long, healthy life or a life full of unnecessary disease and even death.
I have diabetes, and after gradually changing my diet and getting more exercise, I've noticed my sugar level has become stable and my feet don't swell as much.
My blood pressure has been high for 3 years. Once I stopped eating salt and slowed down on eating oily foods, my blood pressure has gotten back to normal.
It seems like I gained weight just by looking at food. But now that I have the knowledge and most importantly the discipline to make conscious healthy choices, my whole life has changed.
Obesity, diabetes, and heart disease cause millions of deaths each year. Every 45 seconds, someone in America suffers from a stroke. Join the battle against these controllable and preventable diseases. Listen to Healthy Alternatives.
Create a healthy future today.
Before you go to the movies, go to Radio Free St. Louis. Find out what's worth seeing and what's not worth the bother. Join Dave Lenahan and Mark Glass for What's Good New at the Movies, a regular feature of Today's Solutions, Friday afternoons at 4:10 on Radio Free St. Louis, AM 920 WGNU. Also online at www.blacktie-stlewis.com.
You want your preschooler to be ready for school. Trinity Tabernacle Child Development Center is ready to help you prepare your preschooler not only for school, but also for life. Trinity Tabernacle Child Development Center is an outreach of Trinity Tabernacle Assembly of God in Bridgeton. Your child, age 2 to 4, receives a non-denominational Bible curriculum with Bible stories, songs, arts and crafts, plus lessons in numbers, science, arts, and phonics to help prepare him or her for kindergarten. Your child will also grow personally, socially, educationally, and spiritually every day as a unique individual created by God. Call Christine at 314-291-8839 to learn more about Trinity Tabernacle Child Development Center and to register your child. Open Monday through Friday from 6:30 a.m. to 6 p.m. Trinity Tabernacle Child Development Center, 11950 Mark Twain Drive in Bridgeton, 314-291-8839. Serving the community since 1979.
Starting your day with information you can't get anywhere else. It's the award-winning Wake Up Call with Liz Brown.
The babe that the son of Mary, one cold and wintry night, he lay in a manger lonely, neath a star that shines so bright. No nowhere, how the angels sing, nowhere, how the heavens ring.
Welcome back. Welcome back. Welcome back to the Wake Up Call. This is Liz Brown. We're talking about Reginald Clemens on death row, a case of reasonable doubt, a case of race, a case of ineffective assistance of counsel, a case of police brutality, prosecutorial misconduct. And as the attorney representing Reginald Clemens has said, John Kinney, this is a tragic case. Reggie did not kill anyone. And we're back to talk about this case. Let me get back to you, Jamala, because I was just talking with John about what a person needs to have a successful trial, and we talked about prosecutorial misconduct. This isn't the first case that Nels Moss has been involved in where extraordinary prosecutorial misconduct has occurred.
No, absolutely not. It's been a number of them, and unfortunately, they have not been, you know, high-profile cases, and so they've sort of been swept under the rug. But in the case of Larry Johnson, who was exonerated here in Missouri, his case was directly linked to Nels Moss's, you know, prosecutorial misconduct. And so here you have somebody who's spent 18 years in prison, now walking free because of Nels Moss. And, you know, the thing about Nels Moss is that when you look at some of the examples of what he's done, knowingly done in the courtroom and outside of the courtroom, actually. For example, when you say things in the courtroom, you know that even though you may be called out on it, the jury already has that information in their head now. And mm-hmm. for the judge even to say, strike that from the record, you know as a prosecutor that is not been stricken from those people's minds. For example, one of the things that he did in his closing argument was to allude to the fact that there was information, evidence that he could not bring to the fore, mm-hmm. as if it had been suppressed by, you know,
by
whatever.
You can't unring the bell.
You can't unring the bell, absolutely. And one of the other things that a lawyer told me in one of the cases he worked on is that a witness had said that the perpetrator had a mustache. Well, Nels Moss had a suspect, and what he did was to draw a mustache on that person and showed it to the victim. So that's the kind of depth that this man will stoop to get a conviction. And so, and he's done very well at getting convictions, but, you know, every once in a while it does, you know, rear up to bite him in the butt. But it's been too many, and you know the thing about the prosecution in Missouri is that they have immunity.
And most states.
In
most states, you can't sue prosecutors for wrongful conduct, except in Washington state, you can. If they bring a case, you can sue them in Washington, and it has an impact on the willingness of the prosecution. They bring strong cases. They bring strong cases. Let me get to a couple of callers here. Then I want to get to Vera to talk as well. You're on the Wake Up Call. Good morning.
Good morning, Ms. Brown. The truth will set you free. Ms. Brown, I'm enjoying this segment of your program. Truly, Ms. Brown, I want Jamala Rogers and her other guests to please hang in there. Jamala, I always have admired you for fighting for these people who always get the shaft. But anyway, Ms. Brown, I called Ms. Brown, Jamala, and your guest to tell Ms. Brown, I felt that Marlon attorney should have been run out of town. I'm so sick of these attorneys taking these cases, Jamala, and don't fight for these people. Now, Reginald's attorney should be run out of town or be reprimanded for what he did to Reginald, or his wife. He said she went to California. And another thing, Ms. Brown, Reginald said he was there, but he did not push those people off those bridges. I want to know who did that, and it should be brought in court. Get the facts and the truth, and can Marlon's case help these people, help Reginald's case? I would like to get Marlon's case, help Reginald's case. And one more thing, Ms. Brown, as you know, Jay Nixon is pushing this, and he has the audacity, the gall, to want to be the next governor. I don't think so, Ms. Brown. Have a nice day.
Number of questions involved in the enthusiasm and the concern that people have out here about innocent people on death row. Let's back up a little bit and try to address some of his questions. John, can you speak to where we are in the process? Has Jay Nixon set a date for this, and what is his role in Reggie's case?
The Attorney General's office has requested that the Supreme Court set a date. We have filed papers requesting that they do not do that now because we have not finished our legal review, and we have not gone through the clemency process, and the court has not responded at this point.
And is there any particular timetable that we can be looking at in terms of when to expect a response from the court?
I would expect a response this month or early next month.
And is it normal or is it unusual for the process that Jay Nixon is using to ask the Supreme Court to set a date for Reggie's?
No, it's the ordinary procedure after the Supreme Court of the United States denies review of the case for the Attorney General's office at some point to ask to set a date.
But
so that aspect of it is not unusual, but we are... We don't think a date should be set until we finish these two pieces that are crucial to Reggie's case and to the review of the case.
But what we do know is that shortly after the U.S. Supreme Court denied review, that even before the ink was dry, that Jay Nixon sent the papers over there to the Missouri Supreme Court, and I want to make that clear. It's the Missouri Supreme Court that now has to set the date.
And in terms of whether or not Jay Nixon had to at this point, was there something legal that required him at this point to request this date of the Supreme Court?
No. He's not required to request it at this point, and he could give us the time that we were asking for by agreement.
He could give you... as much time as he wanted to.
Yes,
he could.
Correct.
He could decide 5 years from now.
Yes, sure. I mean, it's within his power.
It's within his power.
Yes.
And so there is nothing that is outside of, perhaps outside of ambition to become governor of this state. There's nothing that is legally propelling him or pushing him or making him request this of the Supreme Court.
Correct.
And Vera, let me come to you for a second. Then I want to get to some of our callers on the line here. Vera, this has been how many years?
It's been since 1991 when this whole thing started.
Take us back to the beginning. Oh, no, actually, we can't do that. We're going to come back and do that. We have to take a quick break here because I want people to really feel this and understand how wrong this is. We have to take another break. I'm talking about justice for Reggie Clemons. We're talking about a kickoff campaign for justice for Reggie Clemons tonight at 7 o'clock at Legacy Books and Cafe. That's 5249 Delmar at the corner of, in the strip mall at the corner of Union and Delmar. For more information, call 367-5959. The way that you are successful, the way that we get things done is through organizing. And Jamala Rogers, if Jamala Rogers is in charge of it, is going to be organized. Y'all need to be there tonight at 7 o'clock at Legacy Books and Cafe so that you can find out, so that you're not going to be talking after an execution date about what should be done, but talking about what's going to be done to stop it from happening. We'll be back.
Radio Free St. Louis, AM 920, WGNU.
This is your wake-up call, global news update. Dateline, New York. There's been some funny stuff going on in the Big Apple recently. News sources say that last Thursday, city agencies received a number of calls about a funny smell that was similar to a maple syrup aroma wafting over Manhattan. Officials say they don't have any idea what it might have been caused by. This was the second time in the last 2 months that this same smell had been detected. The city sent out hazmat teams to take readings of the air quality, but they all turned out negative and the aroma then disappeared. It is known that back in July, the Department of Homeland Security released some non-toxic tracer gases into the New York subway system to get an analysis of how dangerous chemicals might spread through the transportation corridors in case of a terrorist attack. Physicists from the Lawrence Berkeley National Lab in California took part in those observations. It's also known that in August, the New York Metropolitan Transportation Authority signed an agreement with Lockheed Martin, making it the main contractor for a new program to upgrade its electronic security infrastructure. And Dateline Washington. The Department of Homeland Security will soon be announcing a plan that will eat away at more of your civil rights. The agency wants to require all driver's licenses be embedded with a computer chip in an effort to make sure you are who your driver's license says you are. The Real ID Act, passed earlier this year, and set standards for allowing the government to make sure driver's licenses are secure documents. States do not technically have to agree to chip the driver's licenses, but failing to comply could go as far as not being able to get a job, Social Security benefits, or even travel on an airplane. The Real ID Act was hidden in a huge spending bill, and no debate was ever had on it. The licenses could either use magnetic strips like a credit card, barcoding, or new embedded chips called RFID tags. Whatever format the government decides upon, you can count on the price of your driver's license to go up considerably to help pay for another security venture by Uncle Sam. Preliminary estimates are running at around $20 billion. This is your wake-up call, Global News Update.
I'm Dr. Laura Schlesinger. Join me from 2 to 4 every Monday through Friday afternoon on Radio Free St. Louis, AM 920 WGNU. And stay tuned for today's solutions with David Lenihan from 4 to 6.
Now that Medicare finally has prescription drug benefits, what does it mean for you? I'm Senator Bob Dole, and on January 1st, 2006, all Medicare beneficiaries, regardless of income, will have drug coverage. Explore your options now so you can take full advantage of this program. Enrollment begins November 15th. Call 1-800-MEDICARE or visit www.medicare.gov to get all the facts.
This message is endorsed by Easter Seals, providing services for children and adults with disabilities.
I know the place to shop for all your appliance needs. Sears, 3425 Union, Black-owned and Black-operated, Jerome Williams. Sears carries the top six appliance brands, Kenmore, Whirlpool, Maytag, GE, Amana, and Frigidaire. Sears also has the latest in electronics, TVs, VCRs, camcorders, and DVD players. Now, if you find a lower price on an identical branded item with the same features currently available at another local retail store, Sears will match that price plus give you 10% off the difference. That's the Sears Price Match Plus policy. So, save yourself a trip. Stop at Sears first and get a low price promise plus a great selection for your home and garden needs. It's all at your local Sears store right there at 3425 Union, Jerome Williams, 389-9700.
Around the world, behind the story. It's the award-winning wake-up call with Liz Brown. Liz Brown.
Welcome back to the Wake Up Call. This is Liz Brown. We're talking about Reggie Clemens on death row, a case of race, ineffective assistance of counsel, police brutality, prosecutorial misconduct, and an innocent man. Vera, good morning.
Good morning to you, and I'd like to thank you, Liz, for having us on the show.
And Vera Thomas, you are the mother of Reggie Clemens. Vera, we have 10 minutes left here. We have 10 minutes left on the show. Talk to us about, if there's one thing that you want people to know about this case, tell us what it is.
I'd like for everyone to know that this is possibly every parent's worst nightmare. You do all for you to raise your children right, do all the right things, you try to, and then we're where we are today, facing an execution. And it's been very appalling to me that before Marlon was even buried, Jay Nixon was asking for a date.
Before Marlon Gray was buried.
Before Marlon Gray was even buried, mm-hmm. He was talking about a date. And it's been very heart-wrenching. We go up and visit Reggie and trying to keep his spirits, you know, uplift. And realizing you got this time clock on your back, you feel like you're living in an hourglass.
Mm-hmm.
And each and every day is like, okay, what will today bring? Hopefully I don't hear any news, you know. And you live each day like that. And I just want to say that, you know, each level you think when you're going through the appeal process, this will be the one going to get us free. This is going to be the one. And we all have fought so hard for that to happen. And then you get denied. So your heart sink again. And then you hear, okay, now there's no good news this time, you know, and then we fight some more, and then the census gets vacated, and we can kind of hold cheer for a moment and say, okay, maybe we win this one. Then we turn around and go to the Eighth Circuit Court, of course, and get denied there 2-1, the United States Supreme Court, speedily. Now we face an execution date. And our whole family is going through a lot of changes. I have some of my family members experiencing having nightmares, and it's like each and every day, you know, it's almost like a horror movie. But I want to say that I appreciate everyone's support and prayers, and we will continue to fight because it is the issue that's bigger than us. It's the issue that affects everyone. Original rights were violated, and
Tell us about Reggie.
Reggie was 19 years old when this case came up. He's a very loving, caring person. His neighbors continue to tell me each and every day about Reggie, the things he would do in the neighborhood, fix kids' bicycles. And it didn't matter if you were a child or an older adult. Reggie was the person was always there to try to help or give assistance. And even while he's incarcerated, he continued to help people up at Potosi. Just a very loving, caring person.
You, when Reggie was charged with this, tell us about the night that you found out that Reggie was in trouble.
Well, I didn't know until that evening, because it was announced that Friday in regard to the Chain of Rock case, that a suspect had been found. Suspect had been booked. At that time, found it was Tom Cummings, whom had been booked. So I was not anticipating the police coming to my house on that Sunday evening and telling me that they weren't going to ask Reggie questions. And I asked them, well, what kind of, they didn't even tell me it was a Chain of Rock case.
Mm-hmm.
They simply said, well, it was a homicide case, but we're just going to take him. And
so Reggie was at home with you?
Yes.
Okay.
I had no idea it was a Chain of Rock case.
Did they lie to you?
They never told me that. They sort of kept that from me. And I asked them at that point, well, wouldn't he need an attorney? And they said, well, no, we're just going to take him down and talk to him. But Reggie has not been back since. And also, I didn't know where they had taken Reggie to. I called like 10:30 that night, asked him what's going on. And the detectives were not there at the time. Then I was called back and say, well, we have bad news for you. This is by 11 o'clock. Reggie never had a phone call. Mm-hmm. Next time I saw Reggie was in court, when he was arraigned with his face all swollen.
Okay, and I want people to really understand, saying that his face was all swollen doesn't really describe what Reggie looked like. Please explain to us, because it was more than just a swollen lip. It was more than that.
Oh, no. His cheekbone was sticking out. I mean, it was obvious that he had been beaten. There had been something traumatic had happened to him. Because he was taken from our house on a Sunday evening, was not given any medical care. By Tuesday, when we go to court, his face still swollen after 2 days. It's at that point that he finally, a court order comes down, to take him to the hospital. Then they determine that he's having a facial trauma, possibility may have to have plastic surgery. All these things have happened. Reggie continued from day one, he and Marlon both, to complain that they had been beaten. They had talked with Internal Affairs. They had tried to get the FBI involved. From day one, they were saying that they were beaten.
And when you first had a chance to speak to Reggie, what were some of the first things that he said to you?
That he had been beaten, and I could still see that there was some swelling there. When I was told this on a Sunday evening that he was going to be charged, I tried to go see him that Monday, and they told me because my last name was different than his, because I had been remarried, that I would not be. I'd have to have some kind of document to get in. So I had to get my daughter, who still had her papers available from her marriage, to even get in to see Reggie that evening. Mm-hmm. So it started out being like one hurdle after the other. And immediately we started getting subpoenaed by Neil Moss. We were subpoenaed at least 3 times by Neil Moss and had to wind up hiring an attorney.
So how did you find your attorney? We have 3 minutes here. How did you find Bob Constantino?
Someone had recommended him and said that, you know, just one person. I really didn't know who to go to.
Mm-hmm.
We didn't know who to talk to. That someone had recommended him because they thought maybe he had did a case before.
Had you ever had a lawyer before? Had you ever hired a lawyer before?
Just for some small things. It wasn't anything major like this.
Mm-hmm.
So I didn't know who to talk to for real. I didn't know what to look for an attorney.
How much did Constantino charge you?
He started out, it was about 20-something, started out, I think it was about $20,000. And we had to come up with the retainer fee.
And how much was the retainer?
I think it was about $5,000 or $10,000 we had to come up with.
So he wanted $20,000. You paid $5,000 to $10,000 for a retainer,
right,
for an attorney who got into court and said, "I'm going to stop objecting because the judge is just going to keep overruling me."
Right. That's not the only thing he did. He wound up suing us. We were in at the appeals court at the same time we were in the county court being sued by Constantino, saying that we owed him money. Actually, we had to hire other attorneys to help us with Reggie's case, other people. So we did. There's another attorney had to get involved at that point.
And we're going to have, that's going to have to be the last word. Vera, would you please come back? To have this conversation, Jamala, we need to continue having this conversation every week about this, because Nels Moss got away with murder, and Jay Nixon is attempting to get away with murder as well. We've got to continue this, and let me tell everybody about the event tonight. At 7 o'clock, Legacy Books and Cafe, 5249 Del Mar. For more information, 367-5959. And John Kenny, partner at Simpson, Thatcher, and Bartlett, thank you so much for joining us this morning. I expect that we will be talking to you again as we go through this process.
Thank you. It's a pleasure to be on the Wake Up Call.
Thank you so much. And I will be back after the news. Thank you all so much. Thank you.
Think of all the fun I've missed. Think of all the fellas that I haven't kissed. Next year I could be just as good if you check off my Christmas list.
WGNU, Granite City, St. Louis. 920 on your AM dial.
Here's the latest from ABC News. I'm Liz White. Polls are staying open a little longer than planned, giving Iraqis still waiting in line time to cast ballots in parliamentary elections.
What's happening here is not only important for Iraqis, but it's important for the future of the world.
Zalmay Khalizad is the U.S. ambassador to Iraq. Voter turnout's been high, the level of violence relatively low.
The doors opened at 7, and it's been packed ever since. There was a rocket attack nearby during the morning, enough to shake voters up a little bit, but not enough to put them off. Election workers say this place has been busy all morning.
ABC's Nick Watt in Baghdad. Up to 15 million Iraqis are picking a parliament. A storm system out of Minnesota is moving east, dumping snow in more northern states, spawning potential ice storms in the southeast. Thousands are blacked out in parts of Georgia. All they want for Christmas is to repair and rebuild. ABC's Pam Coulter has more on some of those displaced by Hurricane Katrina.
Gulf Coast residents are finding it's not easy to get federal help to repair ravaged homes. The New York Times says the Small Business Administration has processed only a third of the more than 250,000 applications it's received. And 82% have been rejected, largely because storm victims did not have the income or credit rating to qualify. The problem threatening to undermine President Bush's pledge to do what it takes to help people rebuild.
Smoke billowed out of her Bronx, New York apartment, leaving a mother trapped on the third floor with no choice. She said her prayers and dropped her one-month-old son out a window to a maintenance worker waiting in the crowd below.
She threw the baby across, and that's when I ran in and just caught him just in time and gave him a quick mouth.
Felix Vasquez plays catcher on his company's softball team, but he thought of another sport when he made this catch.
I grabbed the baby like a football.
Vasquez, a father of three, says he didn't think, he just reacted. Mother and baby
are fine. This is ABC News.
Get the good stuff.
Looking for the perfect holiday gift for the home handyman or handywoman? Check out Napa's 38-piece homeowner tool set. It features a gear driver soft grip ratcheting screwdriver with interchangeable shafts to help you tackle any job fast. The set also includes sockets, an adjustable wrench, hammer, tape measure, level, nails, screws, picture hangers, and more. Plus a high-quality wide-mount tool bag, all for just $49.99.
Get the good stuff.
Napa. Get the good stuff.
I'm an elf, and trust me, I know gift-giving. And last minute, forget about it. Go to the Home Depot. You'll find presents that people really want, with payments you want. The kind that you can put off for a while. Now you know why Santa's so jolly.
The Home Depot has gifts people really want, as well as special deferred payments for a limited time on hardware, tools, appliances, even pressure washers. The Home Depot. You can do it. We can help. Offer valid through 12/24 and U.S. only. See store for details.
A significant day in the hunt for Osama bin Laden.
It will be 1 year tomorrow since Al-Qaeda last released a recording of Osama bin Laden. Since then, other than another version of the same tape, bin Laden has been silent. There's been growing speculation he's dead, and officials tell ABC News there have been no confirmed sightings of him in more than a year. But this week, a Palestinian newspaper reported bin Laden was alive and hiding in a Central Asian country, planning a new round of attacks next year. The credibility of the Palestinian sources are unknown, but the weekly Al-Manar newspaper reported bin Laden is planning a new audio to be released as soon as today. I'm Brian Ross, ABC News.
California Lab Tech says he always went in on the lottery with co-workers, but was off the day they won 315 mega millions. They say it was the first time they had pooled their money in a year. He is suing. I'm Liz White, ABC News.
Good morning, St. Louis. This is Patrick Bryant-Meyer with your WGNU news update for the 9 o'clock hour. In the news this Thursday, preliminary findings indicate that instrument failure caused the break in the upper reservoir at the Tomsawk hydroelectric plant yesterday in Reynolds County. This breach sent the reservoir's 1.5 billion gallons of water rushing down the Black River in about half an hour. Corporal Al Notham of the Missouri Highway Patrol says he's never seen anything like this in his career. The reservoir is part of a power plant run by Ameren UE. Several communities had to be evacuated. Three children remain hospitalized in St. Louis. Finally this hour, the mayor of Florissant wants to see the Missouri Department of Transportation speed up improvements along Highway 67. Mayor Robert Lowry took part in an open house meeting yesterday with MoDOT officials, city officials, and the public to discuss a project to widen the road, which is also known as Lindbergh. Mayor Lowry says although the work could cause some headaches, the improvements are vital.
It may affect some of the properties along 67, but I think it'll be minor, but we have to do this. We have to move traffic along 67 and Lindbergh and all the feeder streets. We have to move this traffic. This traffic's not moving as rapidly as I want it to move, and I know that the residents feel the same way.
The project would provide right turn and merging lanes along southbound Lindbergh by widening the roadway through the intersections with Lindsay Lane and Patterson Road. The intent is to reduce congestion and improve safety in the area. This WGNU News Report is brought to you by Missouri Lottery Scratchers. Add a little excitement to your day this holiday season and pick up some Scratchers tickets from the Missouri Lottery. They also make great stocking stuffers. That's your look at local news for the 9 o'clock hour. I'm Patrick Brandmeier for Radio Free St. Louis.
Good morning, St. Louis. 6 minutes after the hour of 9 o'clock at AM 920 WGNU. I'm Howard Morton with a look at the Sours traffic and weather. The Sours traffic is sponsored by PartyPoker.com. Eastbound 44 Kings Highway and Grand, there's heavy traffic due to an earlier accident. Eastbound 40 from 14th to the last Missouri exit, the Broadway exit. You can expect maintenance operations. Left lane will be closed, as well as the last Missouri exit is closed as well. You can use the 11th Street exit to get around. Eastbound 44 from Mraz Overpass all the way to 270. Delays have been cleared. Eastbound 70 at 79, no problems to report. Northbound 270 and Marshall Road, those delays are cleared as well. Westbound 270 from 170 to, or at 170, look for stop-and-go traffic still. Westbound 40 between McCausland and Hanley, look for heavy traffic. Eastbound 40 between Clayton and Morrison, look for that traffic to be easing up. Westbound 5570 from 3rd Street onto the Poplar Street Bridge is easing. Westbound 64 from 15th Street onto the PSB has returned back to normal. Westbound Kingbridge traffic at the Illinois Bank all the way to Cleves Landing, those delays have been cleared. Northbound Route 3 from 8th Street onto the Poplar Street Bridge has returned back to normal. 67 between Butler Hill and Route M, look for road marking operations. That'll be going on. And westbound 70 between Branch Street and Natural Bridge, there's road construction. The right lane is closed. That is a look at this hour's traffic. This hour's traffic has been sponsored by PartyPoker.com. PartyPoker.com, more players, more tables, more winners. Sign up now, enter their special tournament, and you could win a Ferrari. It's that simple, and it's free to enter. So visit PartyPoker.com today. Now taking a look at your WGNU forecast for today, tomorrow, and Saturday. Partly sunny, a chance of flurries and sprinkles this afternoon. Otherwise, a high around 40. This evening, mostly cloudy with a low in the mid-20s. Friday, mostly cloudy with a high in the mid-30s. Friday evening, mostly cloudy once again in the evening, becoming partly cloudy overnight with a low in the lower 20s. And on Saturday, partly sunny, high in the mid-30s. Currently at the studios of AM 920, WGNU, we have 33 degrees. Lambert Field is reporting 34 under sunny skies. The wind chill makes it feel like it's about 26 outside. Stay tuned for more of Liz Brown and the award-winning wake-up call. That's up next. We'll take another look at your news, traffic, and your news and your weather in the 10 o'clock hour. I'm Howard Morton for AM 920 WGNU.
Congratulations to Joe Garcia, producer of the Global News Update, a feature of the Morning Wake Up Call. Joe, along with Liz Brown, are the 2005 winners of the Best Spot News Award from the Greater St. Louis Association of Black Journalists. We always knew Joe was a winner, and now you know too. Again, congratulations to Joe Garcia. Another reason to listen to the award-winning Wake Up Call with Liz Brown on Radio Free St. Louis, AM 920 WGNU.
Come and trim
my Christmas tree with some decorations bought at Tiffany. I really do believe in you. Let's see if you believe in me. Santa baby forgot to mention one little thing, a ring. I don't mean on the phone, Santa baby, so hurry down the chimney tonight. Hurry down the chimney tonight. Hurry. Tonight.
Welcome back, welcome back, welcome back to the wake-up call. This is Liz Brown, living my life as an African and loving it. 454-0400 is my phone number. 454-6609 is my fax. Get up, get up, get to me. We have much, much, much to talk about. Kathy, you've been holding on.
Yes, yes. I just wanted to tell you thanks for the information. You answered my question when he asked date was set for this, and also I want you to tell the mother, hang on to her faith, because there are a lot of people out here praying for him, as well as they were praying for Marlon. Marlon should not have died, and Matt Blunt, Jay Nixon, and Schwarzenegger, all of them are going to pay for what they're doing.
And here's,
you know, Pharaoh thought that he got away with a lot of things, but
here's the thing, Kathy. While that is true, there are responsibilities that we have as citizens, and I know that you know this, so I'm talking to everybody else out there as well, that we need to be involved in this, because we can make a difference, and we do make a difference when we get up and get involved in things. As Vera said, this could be your son.
That's
this
right.
could be my son. This is every American son out here. That this happened as it was it's the perfect storm, perfect twisted evil storm of everything that could go wrong went wrong in this case. And things like perfection doesn't happen very often, and we need to give a heads up to why God brings us perfection like this, even perfection and evil like this.
Right.
We need to respond to this, because it's not supposed to, these things are not supposed to be able to come together. There shouldn't be awful attorneys like Bob Constantino. There shouldn't be evil, lawless prosecutors like Nels Moss. There shouldn't be a justice system and a judicial system that turns its head. A perfect storm of evil is only there because we have not been doing what we're supposed to knock out some of the factors that make it a perfect storm.
Yeah, and I feel that the men should have risen up in one voice and said, we're not going to allow this to happen anymore.
Mm-hmm. And we still can. And we still can. We've
All
got
right,
to.
Man.
We've
I'll
got to.
Tonight.
All right. That's 7 o'clock tonight at Legacy Books and Cafe. 7 o'clock tonight. That's 5249 Delmar at the corner of Delmar and Union. For more information, 367-5959. The Justice for Reggie Clemens campaign, a case of innocence, ineffective assistance of counsel, race, police brutality, prosecutorial misconduct. You know this man didn't do this. You know he didn't. And Jay Nixon has pushed this thing for his own political gain. We need to talk about that. 454-0400 is my phone number. Get to me. Andrew, good morning.
Yes, ma'am. You know me. You talked to me the night of Marlon's execution out there at Bonterre.
Yes.
I'm a friend of Vera's. I was the investigator. Do you remember talking to me?
Yes, I do.
How are you?
I'm outstanding. How are you?
Oh, fine. It works. I only have a few minutes. I don't know what everybody's been talking about. But I'll be there tonight.
And you know, Andrew, I mean, if you can share with some of our listeners that may not have had a chance to hear you on the night that Marlon Gray was executed. This is Nels Moss is a crooked, twisted prosecutor, is he not?
Oh, he gives the word twisted a whole new definition. He is the one whose 27 cases have gone to appeal and 9 of them have been overturned. He was the one that was cited for contempt almost 22 times in all three of the trials. He was also the one that allowed Thomas and his dad up on the crime scene. He allowed his dad in the interrogation room. He allowed his dad to be in the room next door. He allowed his dad to be in the hallway.
Thomas Cummins is your
dad. Yes, ma'am.
Mm-hmm.
There was no way any kind of police brutality went on, because his father even said, and I quote, "They treated us with the utmost respect and professionalism."
And if we can remind everybody, Thomas Cummins is the person that sued for civil rights violations, saying that he had been brutalized by the police, and the police department settled with him for how much money?
$150,000 cash.
Mm.
But when I saw him at all three of the trials, I didn't see $150,000 worth of personal injuries.
Mm.
That has to be a lot now.
Mm.
That book, That Rip in Heaven,
mm-hmm.
don't get me started on that one. Because there's more lies and misunderstandings and mistruths in there than anything. But, no, Reggie didn't do this. Marlon didn't do this. Daniel didn't do this. Antonio, there's no way he could have done it. I was there the night I went down to interview Marlon that evening, and the right side of his face was all swelled up and his lip was busted. I felt the bumps on the back of his head. I said, "Who did this to you?" He said, "Those detectives did it." He said, "They put a telephone book to the back of my head and hit me with those black slappers." So I asked the jailer, I said, "Can he have some medical attention?" He said, "No, a nurse will look at him." That was it. That was all that was done. Now, why is it Thomas Cummins can claim he was beaten?
With no evidence.
With absolutely no evidence. And why is it a sealed settlement?
You know, and when does the police department settle a case in such a short time frame? And when do they settle? When do they settle like that?
When did they have the trial? When did they have the hearing? When did they, you know, I've tried looking downtown. I can't find a record of it even being filed. And why has it happened just conveniently right before these three trials started? But
the police department doesn't move that quickly on anything.
No, ma'am. And with this city being so strapped for cash, they were sure easy at giving away $150,000. But I'd like to come on your show sometime if you'd like.
Absolutely.
Would that be okay with you?
Absolutely, that would be okay. What we're going to do is we're going to start this campaign on my show. I'm going to do my part to bring the information about Reggie's case out here. We're going to start doing a weekly show on this. So absolutely, what I'm going to do is I'm going to put you on hold, Andrew, and I'm going to let my engineer, Howard, get your information.
Okay.
And we will definitely be in contact with you because we're going to be doing this every week.
Awesome.
Okay?
Awesome.
All right.
Thanks, Ms. Brown.
Right.
I'll see you tonight.
All right.
All right.
Very good. 454-0400 is my phone number. 454-6609 is my fax. My toll-free number is 1-877-920-WGNU. Don't forget, we are streamed at WGNU.net, also at LizBrown.com. We are streamed. You can also, I'm going to have some stuff up on the on my website, some information about Reggie up on my website tonight. You'll have it by tomorrow morning about where you can go to find out more about Reginald Clemens' case, what you should know about Reginald Clemens' case. We're going to start a campaign. Jamala Rogers has already started the campaign out here. She's in charge of the campaign. I'm going to do what I can to assist in that. And on the wake-up call, we are going to have a Justice for Reggie Clemens. We're going to have a Justice for Reggie show every week because this is outrageous. This is another innocent man on death row. And I predict to you, it may not be this year. It may not be next year. It may not be 10 years from now. But before we shuffle off our mortal coils here, before we die on this planet Earth, someone is going to come forward and tell the truth about Marlon Gray. And the truth is going to be told that Marlon didn't do this, Reggie didn't do this. I know that is going to happen. Because when people that do this kind of wrong get close to God, they start confessing all kinds of things. And unless you are a president of the United States, a United States senator or something, where you have a whole lot of people keeping you from the public, to confess your sins. The rest of us Americans out here, we will confess them. When you do this kind of evil, 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 evil stuff, I guarantee you that a confession will be forthcoming. May not be this year, may not be 10 years from now, but it's happening. Ike.
Good morning, Liz.
Good morning.
I listened to the mother of Reggie Clemens,
mm-hmm.
and I went to the, you know, to the wake of Marlon Gray. But people don't understand, just looking down at him and standing with the family and talking to some of the family members, he got to look at a person. I did that kind of business, you know, for a long time, off and on. And you know, I looked at this young man, I said, here's this young man here, ain't had a chance, why he's laying here. All things went to my mind, and it's worse than Vietnam in a way. I know a few got killed in Vietnam, but why this boy was killed for no reason. And then there's this young, this guy Reggie Clemens was talking about, when the mother found him, he's all beaten up and his bones was out of his cheek. Why ain't there a lawsuit filed against them? And this old ridiculous attorney they got that sued them, and just like they took their money like it was a game. As far as I'm concerned, I think he's in the cahoots with the prosecutors.
He was the most trifling attorney on the face of
yeah,
the earth.
And this money,
he's
all
too trifling being cahoots. He didn't give a damn.
He didn't give a damn. That's what I'm trying to say. And I hear so many people of my people that I run to every day on Northside. You know, some of them are just as negative as hell. It don't make no sense at all. I couldn't believe any people older than me that I looked up to. I walked away from them.
All right.
And I'm 59 now.
All right.
And I'm a father of two sons, too. And I talk to my sons all the time. But they're out of Missouri, and I'm glad they are.
There's no peace anyplace.
There's no
out
peace
either.
In the world, but they're 35 and up, and I'm glad of that.
All
and they're
right.
doing okay. I tell them, boy, you're a black young man, and you better watch yourself at all times.
Thanks for your call.
All right.
454-0400 is my phone number. 454-6609 is my fax. You need to get up. You need to get to me. And I just want to share with you Vera Thomas's testimonial, if you will. My name is Vera Thomas, and I am Reginald Clemens' mother. Never in my wildest dreams would I have thought that my child would be sentenced to death. Before April 1991, I hadn't given much thought to the criminal justice system. I just assumed people got fair trials, and if someone was convicted, they must be guilty. I'd hear hideous descriptions about what someone did and think that they were a horrible person. I didn't find out until Reggie's case that what you see in the news or even in court is not always the whole story. I quickly learned that it doesn't matter how good of a case you have if you don't have a good attorney. The system is not always about finding out the truth. I know Reggie didn't get a fair trial, and I've been praying for a new one since his conviction. Reggie is a likable person. He's the kind of person who cares for everybody. He's a hard worker, and he's contributed to the strength of our family. Vera Thomas goes on to say, you don't raise your children to grow up to be executed. This is not the life I had planned for or expected that Reggie would have to endure. I always believed that Reggie would be a great person and do great things, and he could still have that opportunity. But Vera Thomas goes on to say, but with the death penalty, you can run out of time. I believe a lot of innocent people have been executed. They can no longer fight back because an execution is an irrevocable act. Vera Thomas ends with this. I pray for Reggie every day. And I fight for Reggie every day. And I do this by telling my story to anyone who will listen. A grave injustice will be carried out if Reggie is executed. And the pain that I feel will not only be the pain because I have lost my son, not only the pain that I have to see my granddaughter lose her father, my pain will also be the pain of my loss of faith in what I used to believe was a fair and a just criminal justice system. Very Thomas, if my son dies, there will be no justice. We're at the point in time right now, ladies and gentlemen, all of my listeners out here, that the Missouri Supreme Court is supposed to set a date. They don't have to. They don't have to. They should take their time till all of the evidence is in. They should take their time and let the attorneys finish the evidence. This is an innocent man on death row. And we have something, we can do something about this. We can absolutely do something about this. There is a Justice for Reggie campaign kickoff. You all know the campaigns can't do what they need to do without you all. It is tonight at 7 o'clock at Legacy Books and Cafe, 5249 Del Mar. You want to find out what happened on the Chain of Rocks? You want to find out what happened on the Chain of Rocks Bridge? You want to find out what happened in the Chain of Rock murder? You want to bring justice to all of the families involved? You can do that tonight at 7 o'clock at Legacy Books and Cafe, 5249 Del Mar. That is the corner of Union and Del Mar. The number is 367-5959. There is so much to do, and our contribution to the Reginald Clemens campaign is that we're going to do a show every week. We're going to talk about this every week. We're going to talk about the case of race, ineffective counsel, assistance of counsel, non-assistance of counsel. Ineffective doesn't really begin to talk about. Reggie got took. His lawyer may have gotten disbarred. Bob Constantino got disbarred, but that ain't enough punishment. That's not enough punishment. Reggie Clemens got death row. The attorney got disbarred. You think that's fair? You think the scales of justice are balanced with that info? I think not. Whew, my name is Liz Brown. This is the Wake Up Call. I will be back. We're going to take a quick break, but I'll be back. Stay with me.
Winter nights, twinkling lights, and snowflakes falling to the ground. The air is filled with Christmas. Santa's sleigh, kids are playing. It's that magic time of year when love is all around us, and that magic seems to reach right out and touch me again, just like the years before. It's Christmas in my heart.
Radio Free St. Louis, AM 920, WGNU.
The Pearl, beautiful, lustrous, developed through years of hard work, patience, and the occasional grain of sand. The 30th annual Chuck Mormon Charity Christmas Party is a true pearl. Sunday, December 18th from 3 to 7 p.m. at Orlando Gardens, 8352 Watson Road in Webster Groves. Seating is limited to 500 persons. Party and dinner tickets are $10 in advance. This includes a family-style buffet, a DJ with music from Complete Music Company, and entertainment from the Sweet and Sassy Dancers and the Jerry Stretz Professional Dancers. It also includes drawings for gift box door prizes, including, appropriately, a 30th anniversary anniversary set of pearls. Donation-only tickets are just $5. Don't wait. Get your tickets from B Parks at AARP, Martha West at Gateway Hubert Wheeler School, Rita Caffey at Contemporary Living Options, or Radio Free St. Louis, AM 920 WGNU. The 30th Annual Chuck Norman Charity Christmas Party, Sunday, December 18th at Orlando Gardens, 8352 Watson Road in Webster Groves. Like all true pearls, something to be treasured, something not to be missed.
Every weekend, your gospel voice of choice can be found on the World Wide Web at WGNU.net.
While that other station is skating on thin ice, we're still talking. Just call 314-454-0400 or from outside the local calling area, 1-877-920-WGNU. Talk to us. After all, the other station will only end up giving you the blues.
Classics,
what to get for the person who has everything.
Mystery, horror.
Bargain Books has 50,000 Christmas gifts for under $20.
Westerns, Zane Grey.
Books and more books. Plus videos, magazines, and even DVDs.
Mythology, psychology.
Open 7 days a week. 20% discount on Sundays. Mention WGNU and get a free book.
Travel. Children's
Bargain Books at Bargain Books South, 1877 Old Highway 94 South in St. Charles, across from St. Charles 18 Cinema.
The people, the issues affecting your life, right here, right now, on the award-winning Wake Up Call.
Welcome back to the Wake Up Call. Liz Brown, living my life as an African and loving it. 454-0400 is my phone number. 454-6609 is my fax. Get up, get up, get to me. We have much to talk about. You're on the Wake Up Call. Good morning, Bob.
Yeah, Liz, you know what? I was trying to get to your guest. I know it was a tense show. I was trying to ask him, did he remember there was a case where there was a black guy driving down the highway. The highway patrolman put his lights on, and the guy pulled over, and he ran him, and he said, well, you got warrants. Well, he cut him out the car, and he was putting the handcuffs on him. Well, when he got one handcuff on, the guy was saying it was too tight. And the guy was saying, you know, he wasn't going, the officer was saying he wasn't going to undo him. Well, he got to struggling, and the officer was shot. Well, he died, okay? That's fine. That's one scenario. About 2 months later, there was a white guy doing about 80 miles an hour down the highway with a patrolman chasing him. Well, after the guy got so far out, I guess he said, well, you know what, I'm going to pull over. Well, he pulled over. When the patrolman walked up to the car, as he leaned in, the guy blew his face off. He had a Glock sitting, 9mm Glock sitting on his lap. He stuck his face and blew his face off. The black guy got the death penalty. The white guy got life in prison. And I was trying to want him to touch on that, see if he remembered that one.
I don't know if he remembered that one, but when you look at the statistics and the studies that are out there and the reports that have been done, what the statistics show is that it's not the race of the person that is that is accused of killing that determines whether the death penalty occurs. It's the race of the victim. So, for instance, if it is a white victim,
and a black, a definitive African descent, then you're more likely to get, the death penalty is more likely to be pursued. And if you are a white victim and a white defendant, the death penalty is not as likely to be pursued. And if you are an African victim and it is an African or a white person that killed you, the death penalty or is accused of killing you, the death penalty is not pursued.
Right.
So it's that. What is interesting is that it is the death, or it is the color of the victim that triggers whether or not, in most cases, the death penalty will be pursued as an option.
You're right, Liz, because in both cases, the highway patrolman was white.
Mm-hmm.
But like I said, the first one was a black guy, and the second one was Caucasian guy. So
that is correct.
Okay, Liz, see you tonight, sweetie.
Thanks for your call. 454-0400 is my phone number. 454-6609 is my fax. Because one, there are some law and order, so-called law and order folks, I call them law and order nuts, that would make the argument that it's about a police officer would automatically determine whether or not there would be the death penalty, and that's not the case. That is absolutely not the case. It is the race of the victim that is the biggest determining factor. 454-0400 is my phone number. You're on the wake-up call.
Just had a comment about the related topic. I don't know if you guys remember that Jeffrey Dahmer case. The guy was actually eating people, different races of people.
All kinds of folks.
And didn't get the death penalty.
Did not get the death penalty. Now, let me see if no, the reason he didn't get the death penalty is because the state didn't have the death penalty. That's my understanding of it. I don't believe that he the crimes were committed in a state that has the death penalty. I think that that's the case with Jeffrey Dahmer.
Okay, what about all your umpteen serial killers throughout the past that never got the death penalty?
Oh, I don't say that to say that you're not going to get the death penalty, to walk away from the first statement that I made, that it's the race of the victim that makes factors in the largest into whether or not the decision to pursue the death penalty is undertaken. You know, it's awful. The death penalty, it doesn't work. You know, and I guess it's kind of like the whole Iraq thing. What is victory? You know, I mean, what is victory? Is victory that everybody's dead and we're telling people that violence is wrong by killing people? You know, I think that's a bit of a mixed message.
Really is.
And to put vengeance into the hands of humans is a combination that is the only thing that can come out of it are mistakes and flawed decision making, because humans are flawed and full of mistakes.
My one of my points before I got off the phone, just letting you know that racism is still alive even in the judicial system.
Of course racism is alive in the judicial system. Why would any system be immune from racism? Any institution that has been created in this country, how could it possibly be immune from? And how could it be immune from racism? It was born. I mean, every institution in this country, our judicial system, was created when enslavement was legal and embraced. Right? The laws that govern this country said that it was okay to do that.
It's so sad. They call it justice, but it seems like it's just us that's getting the death penalty.
Thanks for your call.
You have a good one.
454-0400 is the phone number. Dan.
Hello?
Yes, you're on the air.
You know what you've got in this country, Liz? What you've got in this country is just a bunch of sophisticated savages. These people, they always talk about how Christian they is. Where are these Christians at now? You know, actually, Jesus actually got the death penalty. If they believe in the death penalty so much, the law in that part of the world was the anthropology. Jesus actually got the death penalty. But all these people in favor of death penalty, they claim they're Christians, I just don't understand that. I think, all you guys are a bunch of sophisticated savages.
You know what? I'm going to steal that. That's my phrase from now on. Sophisticated savages. That is excellent. That is an excellent observation. Sophisticated savages. Absolutely. Absolutely. Thank you for that. 454-0400 is my phone number. 454-6609 is my fax. Sam?
Good morning, Liz. Good morning. How are you today?
I'm outstanding.
I am truly enjoying the show. And I just wanted to throw something out there that some people aren't aware of. People, we need to realize that the very core of our laws dealing with narcotics and drug laws are based in racism.
Mm-hmm.
All of those laws.
Cocaine gets one type of penalty. Crack gets another type of penalty.
There you go.
There is a new effort afoot. It is a remarkable thing to see the compassion that is being articulated when it comes to dealing with meth. And cocaine never did what meth is doing. Never, ever,
and
ever.
I find it truly annoying that the so-called powers that be would not compare meth as this time bomb just waiting to explode. After all, houses are blowing up, you know?
Literally exploding.
Yeah, exploding. And you don't think that that's a lot more severe than a person's choice to do self-harm, you know?
Because
people make choices.
People can sit around and smoke a crack pipe all day long. People outside of the house are not going to be harmed.
There you go.
The house is not going to blow up. There are not children that will be made ill by walking by the house like you can with meth.
Correct.
The crime is not, the punishment has not been created to fit that particular crime.
Correct.
Why is it? Is it about the crime or is it about those who stand accused of the crime?
Those who stand accused, of course. And, hey. It's just amazing to me. And people need to really do your research. I'm a person that looks at the History Channel a lot.
Mm-hmm.
And I have found out so many things, from the opiate laws to marijuana. You know, it was claimed that black men became sexually stimulated from using marijuana. Therefore, it had to become an illegal substance. And all of the drug laws are based on racism and white America's inability to try to curb their own cravings, I guess. So I figured they must put it on other people and therefore put it into laws that continue to suppress and oppress people that don't look like them.
Thanks for your call.
You have a good day.
454-0400 is my phone number. Until this country heals itself from the racism that it believes in and practices, things are not going to be made whole. Things are not going to be made whole. My number here is 454-0400. My email is revolution@lizbrown.com. I'm archived daily at whiterosesociety.org. We are streamed 24/7 at WGNU.net or lizbrown.com. 1-877-920-WGNU. We're taking a break. We are taking a break. I'm Liz Brown. I'll be right back at you. I'll be right back at you. Stay with me.
Update. Dateline Washington. Capitol Hill sources say that when Vice President Cheney went to Poland in January for a ceremony marking the liberation of the Auschwitz concentration camp from World War II, he also paid a visit to a secret camp being run in Poland by the CIA, where suspected Al-Qaeda prisoners were being held and tortured. Poland and the Ukraine have been identified as places where the CIA has secret prisons and airfields. He was reportedly accompanied on that visit by his wife, his daughter, and his recently resigned chief of staff, Scooter Libby.
It's interesting to note that shortly after that trip, his daughter Elizabeth was named by Secretary of State Condoleezza Rice as Deputy Assistant Secretary of State for Near Eastern Affairs. She had previously served as Deputy Assistant Secretary of State in that same department. It also turns out that a former colleague of his wife, Lynn, at the American Enterprise Institute, is now Poland's defense minister, and he may have been the link to setting up the secret prison network in Poland. Strangely enough, Cheney's plane left Poland on that day before another plane carrying the rest of the entourage, but it arrived back at Andrews Air Force Base sometime after the second plane. It was explained that it had to make a refueling stop. Poland is believed to have the largest number of CIA-run prisons in all of Europe. This is your wake-up call, Global News Update.
Eternity Vegetarian Deli presents vegetarian cooking classes Saturday, 10 a.m. to 12 p.m. every Saturday. Prices $25. This week menu, oh my goodness, you don't want to miss this. Tofu scramble, blueberry waffles, sausage patties, fresh broccoli spears with caramelized onions, and almond joy, a dessert drink. Classes Saturdays from 10 a.m. to 12 p.m. For information, call 600-4804. That's 600-4804. And tell them I told you.
The St. Louis County Parks Department presents its 20th annual Winter Wonderland at Tills Park at the corner of Litzinger and McKnight. Travel by car or horse-drawn carriage through the holiday lights any day of the week but Saturday from 5:30 to 9:30 p.m. Admission is $9 per family vehicle, $10 for a limo, $30 for a transport van, $75 for a tour bus. To find out more, call 314-615-8398. Something for you from Radio Free St. Louis.
Science or religion? Republican or Democrat? Politics, education, crime? Or you just want to talk about Girl Scout cookies? What's your opinion? What's your solution? Tell me, Dave Linehan, on Radio Free St. Louis, WGNU, Monday through Friday, 4 to 6. Try your best.
Hi, this is Brett Rosen with Head Thumping Talk Radio on WGNU. Just letting you know that we are moving to a new time from 10 a.m. to 12 p.m. every Thursday morning, dedicated to making you mad or making you think since 1999.
I know the place to shop for all your appliance needs. Sears, 3425 Union, black-owned and black-operated, Jerome Williams. Sears carries the top six appliance brands, Kenmore, Whirlpool, Maytag, GE, Amana, and Frigidaire. Sears also has the latest in electronics, TVs, VCRs, camcorders, and DVD players. Now, if you find a lower price on an identical branded item with the same features currently available at another local retail store, Sears will match that price plus give you 10% off the difference. That's the Sears Price Match Plus policy. So, save yourself a trip, stop at Sears first, and get a low price promise plus a great selection for your home and garden needs. It's all at your local Sears store right there at 3425 Union, Jerome Williams, 389-9700.
Real life, on the cutting edge. It's the award-winning wake-up call with Liz Brown.
Welcome back to the Wake Up Call. This is Liz Brown, living my life as an African and loving it. 454-0400 is the phone number. 454-6609 is the fax. You need to get up. You need to get to me. We have all kinds of stuff to talk about. 454-0400 is the phone number. 454-6609 is the fax. You're on the Wake Up Call. Good morning.
Oh, good morning, Liz.
Yes, good morning.
Good morning. This is the River Man. Haven't spoken to you in a long time.
Haven't spoken to you in a while. Happy holidays to you.
Thank you. Well, I just called. I wanted to just tell you hello, and I did enjoy your show this morning, and I'm doing okay.
Okay, well, is it cold out there?
Oh, yeah.
I'm
just getting back home now.
All right, now.
So I've been gone almost about 45 days.
So how long will you be home?
20.
20 days? Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Well, then you can hang with us for 20 days.
Yeah. I'll be listening because I can't really hear you on the boat.
Do you have a computer out there on the boat?
Yeah, we do, but that's up in the wheelhouse. So,
okay.
You know, you really just don't go up there unless you have to see the captain or the pilot. So.
Okay, we're going to have to find out a way to get you some satellite radio or something.
Well, we got satellites out there, but
all right, we're gonna have to figure a way to get you hooked up.
Okay, then.
All right,
good
now.
Good speaking, and I'll be listening to you while I'm home.
Take care of yourself.
Okay.
All right. Bye bye. 454-0400. Carphone.
Yes. I was wondering. I just run this past you a moment. Did you think that possibly when they attacked us in 2001 with those planes and stuff, that they had something biological on those planes that's going to have a killing effect for the next 10 years?
Well, let's back up for a second as we have this conversation. When you say they attacked us, who do you say they is? Who do you say that they is?
I'm not trying to label just a particular person or anything like that. Just say those people that were on the plane, that attacked.
Okay, so you're saying that the people that we've been told were involved with this.
Uh-huh.
And the question that you're asking is that they, as the government has described them to us, if they had biological weapons?
Uh-huh.
No.
Well, it was, the reason why I asked this is because if you figure, like, it's a small team of people attacking a superpower, and they knew they only had one time to get you, perhaps they would use the best of the worst to get you, because as those buildings fell, the dust and stuff like that caused silicosis, and all those people that are around that were breathing that stuff, they're going to have a continuing dying effect for the next 10 years.
Then if our government, okay, if you're sophisticated enough to tease that out, to figure that out, what kind of information do you think our good government has? And if that is the case, then why wouldn't our good government have protected the workers on the ground? Why didn't they do that?
They should have.
But that's not my question, that whether they should have. My question is why didn't they? And shouldn't we be as upset or even more upset with a government who didn't?
Yes, we should be. We should be. And I do feel like they did not protect those particular workers there, you know.
So then a government that wouldn't protect the workers on the ground after the fact, do you think is it a government that would have protected the workers before the fact?
That's a good statement. Because you have to try to judge this thing as being equal as possible. But I still say that this particular government has less of concern about those people who were there, because really, the government really don't want you to retire or nothing like that. They really want to eliminate as many numbers here in the United States as possible, so they don't have to pay these people any kind of pensions and stuff like that. So would it be
fair to say, caller, that George W. Bush doesn't care about anybody?
Yes, absolutely. Absolutely.
I'm just asking. I'm just throwing it out there.
Well, that's true. Thank you, Liz, and I appreciate your show.
Take care of yourself. Thank you so much.
Bye-bye.
454-0400 is my phone number. 454-6609 is my fax. $300 million Pentagon psychological warfare operation. How much money do you think, how many things do you think could be done in America with $300 million? And our good government is taking your money, my money, our money to spend $300 million to put propaganda all over the world. They ain't shame.
The program will operate in allied nations and in countries where the United States is not involved in armed conflict. So tell me again, what was it that Hitler did that was wrong? Help me with this. Weapons of mass destruction. We did that. Locking up innocent people and brutalizing them. We did that. Lying to the world that they are a wonderful government and that they're doing right things all over the world. We did that. Now, he certainly has a jump on us in terms of the numbers of dead bodies that resulted in the course of wickedness and evil. But our government is spending $100 million for 5 years, and the words that they say to explain it. For media approach, planning, prototype product development, commercial quality product development, product distribution and dissemination, and media effects analysis. Propaganda. It begins with a P, but that's as far as they got. And I suspect that given the challenges that George Bush has with spelling, I understand the mistake. They call it product development, product distribution, product dissemination. The word is propaganda. Propaganda. And if you don't think that it is not so, answer this question. Why won't they tell us what the products are? My name is Liz Brown. Today's Thursday. That means tomorrow is Friday. That means, woohoo, we're going to do a little cooking tomorrow on Healthy Futures. We're going to have some Because We Care packages to give away. We are going to have a wonderful show tomorrow with Todd Burrows with Looking Black. Good lordy, we have so much stuff to talk about and so many ways to get it done. So let's do that same time, same place tomorrow. Until then, stay strong. For a convertible to light blue, I'll wait up for you, dear Santa baby. So hurry down the chimney tonight. Think of all the fun I've missed. Think of all the fellas that I haven't kissed. Next year I could be just as good if you check off my Christmas list. Santa baby, I want a yacht, and really that's not a lot. Been an angel all year, Santa baby, so hurry down the chimney.
WGNU, Granite City, St. Louis, 920 on your AM dial.
The latest from ABC News, I'm Liz White. A $10 billion about-face. The Illinois Supreme Court has tossed a judgment against Big Tobacco. Philip Morris had been accused of duping smokers into thinking light cigarettes were safer than regular ones. More from ABC's Pam Coulter.
The court also ordered dismissal of a class action suit against the